Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're hot now. All right, let's do it.
Smooth.
Let's have that number on the bottom. No, you don't got to. I was going to say we just. Oh, you have to delete it?
Yeah.
Okay. Once it hits red like that, it ain't going to live, right?
No.
Okay. We'll just make it go green at the beginning of the show. Let's do it. Let's go.
All right, 3, 2.
It's after hours, by the way, Chris.
Oh, shit.
And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Street Podcast, regular edition. It's for Calling Friday, man. Number one best podcast.
Number one best podcast in the world. Gotcha.
Roles reversed.
Hey, man, it's Friday. It's somebody lit. Call in the show. Let's get it.
The retard bug is flooding, I see.
All right. We are back.
We're back, man, and we're live, guys. I guess the retard bug is spreading because I definitely.
Now
you know how it feels.
Wait, we already got our Twitch.
Yeah, well, you said it.
You can't say that.
You said the R word, brother. Come on, man.
On Twitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't say the S word, the R word, or the F word.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
sorry, niggas.
New record.
Yeah, god damn. All right. No, not Twitter. Twitter, we good. We got to keep Twitter up at least. God damn, man. It's not that bad.
I mean, who uses Twitter anyway?
Yeah, that's true. Yo, if you guys are seriously using Twitter, bro, I got, man, you real.
That's for peace stars and niggas with emotional ties.
Yeah, facts. It is for porn stars. Anyway, guys, quick announcements. Patreon.com/RushShit. Get all the behind-the-scenes content in there. We're actually, now that it's the first of the month, I'm going to post the crazy stream I did with Mo 2 days ago. Well, not 2 days ago, but the two streams we did when we were doing the sound checks. I got a little politically incorrect.
Thank God I wasn't here.
Mo, you got anything you want to say?
Yes, so available on the Patreon, so check it out. You guys get to see another side of Big Mo, so I hope you guys enjoy.
If you haven't seen all the sides, you see already with that fat nigga.
I knew it. I just knew it. Myron, don't make me roast you, and then that's going to show up on Fresh's next vlog, you feel me?
Oh, shoot, with the fire.
Man, oh, fuck your roast, your turkey ham ass. Fuck it so fast, bro.
Myron, bro, you are 6'4" playing the wrong fucking sport. We're talking about rolling boats, bro. You need to be setting the pick and go for the alley-oop real quick.
No, you're not talking, you fucking food-tasting ass motherfucker.
Bro,
it looked like you... looks like you've been testing food for all your goddamn life, bro.
I know.
Work for Nestle.
I know.
Chocolate.
I know Frankenstein with the hoodie not talking to me in my direction.
Oh,
what you talking
shit.
About, bro?
I got the stitches out, though, fat boy.
Bro.
So what you got to say now?
Bro, Fresh
that
was talking...
That joke wasn't funny last week.
Bro, Fresh was talking a lot more clear than you earlier this... In this episode,
clear
bro,
as you about right
what
now,
are we
huh?
doing? Hey.
As clear as you are
hey.
Right now, right, nigga? Oh, Chris happy right
hey.
Now.
Like, yeah.
Listen, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell a roaster myself, but this is hilarious between two of y'all.
Nigga, you are a roaster, man.
Chris.
Wow.
I know you're talking, nigga. Let me get started on you. Okay, Chris,
Oh, well, look, it's Fresh once again saying that he's going to say something to say, oh, let me not say
you
that
don't,
on here.
I'm respectful, but I don't want to. You know, put people in a bad light.
Why bring it up, nigga? You wouldn't do that shit.
You know why? Because I love Chris, man.
Me too. I'm off.
No, about the other shit.
How?
Oh, yo, this girl. Oh, wait, no, let me not tell y'all about that.
Okay, you know why? Because if I say it, it's going to cause other repercussions that might hurt me in the long run. So it's like, I don't want to say it now because it'll fuck me up.
Who cares? They're sluts anyway.
Not to me. Listen, man. If y'all don't know,
that sounds familiar. Not to me. That sounds familiar.
Listen. Yeah. They're women, okay? We love our black queens, Asian queens, white queens, Hispanic queens, all the queens.
I'm drinking my watermelon drink right now, so you know I love my queens. My black queens.
Take the watermelon juice. we're going to get canceled.
It's actually a bond.
Well. Okay. It's Friday, though, guys. It's Friday. Get on Patreon, man.
Yeah, get on the Patreon, guys. Exclusive content there.
We got Zoom calls, double dates. We got also as well behind the scenes on the yacht. When it got freaky, we put it on there as well. So we got y'all, man.
Okay. And then also check us out on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts, guys. Every single platform we listen to podcasts, we're there. Just make sure you wear headphones, man. Anchor.fm/FreshFit. You guys have been watching a lot on there, man. I really are we still uploading 5 times a week, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay. We're uploading 5 times per week, guys. Check us out over there. You guys really, the anchor numbers are great. You guys really enjoy it, man. It's crazy shit. So appreciate it, man. And shout out to Chris for uploading them.
I know, guys,
between that and the girls, this nigga losing his hair too.
Currently, I'm working on my speech therapist sessions right now because of the, you know, Spotify. I know it's bad on Spotify when you just hear the audio. So I'm working on it right now, guys. I got y'all, man.
Bad,
it will be improved.
I'll be editing the videos.
And I will
like,
be
what
here.
The fuck?
Listen, man, I'm improving. Look, I understand. I took a lot of hits for it. I understand what's happening. I'm going to improve.
I should be clear as fuck. I'm like, damn, man.
Chris, screw you, bro. That's all I'm saying.
You can't see the dudes on camera, man. I mean, on audio.
Yo.
No, we look fresh, though, man.
Bro. Yo. Yo.
Just say it, bro. Just say it.
No, it's just funny because I told you this already. Some girls just tell me, oh, yeah, no, I listen to it all the time, but your co-host, he's really smart, but I didn't understand what he was saying. I had to rewind it. But it took me a while, but I was able to figure out, is he from another country? And I was like, bro.
You know what's the weird part?
Yeah, a country where the first language is English.
I sound better on my vlog than I do on the podcast, which is hilarious. I don't know what it is.
Well, yeah, because it's pre-recorded, bro. Yo, here's the other thing, too. Y'all shit on Fresh all the time for not being able to speak. You guys got to understand that a lot of these YouTube content creators, they do their shit pre-recorded. They don't do it live. You know what I'm saying? When you do it live, bro, you really got to be on point with everything you say. You got to know what the fuck you're saying. You got to have a plan. Yeah. One thing, I have a notepad here. Write my shit down sometimes when I'm about to make an articulated point. It's because it's not easy to do this shit live, bro. It really isn't.
It's not.
Most podcasters, I can only think of 2 other podcasters that go live. Timcast and H3. Joe Rogan used to go live, but no more.
Yeah.
So, and there's a bunch of reasons for that. You get better audio when you pre-record it. You can go ahead and fix the stuff in post. I mean, what Mo's doing is pretty hard, too, is being a live engineer, you know, versus – oh, and then Crowder goes live,
Crowder,
too. You know what I'm saying? But those guys have all been in the game for several years. So
that's what, our second year? Or
not even.
Coming on?
20
no,
months.
Barely.
Yeah.
About 20 months. So we're in October 26th will be 2 years that we did the podcast here in studio. And we haven't been shy or killed yet, so that's fantastic.
Oh, God.
All right. So, okay, what else do we got here?
We got the merch.
Fresh Fit Clips. Oh, yeah, get the merch, guys. FreshFitPodcastStore.com. Also, we might have something rolling out for y'all with the merch here soon, man. I think we might push our merch to the next level, start making some custom pieces
for you
guys.
We need some drip, man. Some custom drip. So niggas know, offer it what it is.
We are. I got some plans coming ahead for you guys with the merch. And then also, check out our other YouTube channel, guys, Fresh Fit Clips, man. And then also check out Fresh's vlog.
So today I posted a vlog. And a lot of supporters were in Brickell, actually, Miami, shouting us out. One guy had a podcast called Income.
What's going on?
No, so basically, I was driving around, like, in the Lambo, and, like, someone stopped me. Yo, Fresh, what's good? You guys changed my life, blah, 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 blah. He has a podcast now called American Income, where he interviews millionaires on how they make their money.
Then
another guy who's King Shaft, I think, he shouted to him. He's like, bro, you guys changed my life. I was fat, overweight. Now I'm in shape, making money, credit scores on point. So everybody's learning from the podcast, you know. Shout out to y'all, man. It's in the vlog. And we went to the jewelry store. Academics got a new chain. And we gave the homeless some clothes as well. So shout out to them.
Okay. Cool. Hey, oh, yeah, because I had some people like, oh, bird, y'all need to, you know, you guys make your money off the pod, blah, 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 all this other shit. Just so you guys know, for the haters out there, I became a millionaire through real estate, not through the podcast whatsoever. You know what I mean? Like, it came through real estate and appreciation. So... You know what I mean? And that's what I'm telling you guys before. Like, real estate is one of the best investments you can get because you only put a portion of it down, and then you're able to control an asset, which appreciates over time while simultaneously collecting rent. So that's how I – most of my money, guys, is tied up in real estate. It's not in crypto. I have money in crypto too, but I became a millionaire through real estate, guys, not through the podcast. So.
And everyone, you know, that has some type of wealth has real estate, so it's very important.
Yeah, man, that's where a majority of my money is, man. So for them haters, oh, money, you know.
I like putting money in cars.
Well, we know that. and then also, guys, check out my other YouTube channel, Feta1811. On there, I talk about criminal cases. This weekend, I'm debating who I'm going to cover. I might do either R. Kelly or do a bank robbery, the biggest bank robbery heist ever. And then also, just so you guys know what I got in the works, I got 22Gs and Coach the Ghost and basically all the GDs because I also have the criminal case for the guy that killed Nick Blicky. So I have basically a whole GD podcast to do for you guys on GD rappers from Brooklyn. Okay, and then I also have R. Kelly, and then I also have that bank robbery heist. And then I also have some and then I also got the Buffalo shooter. Forgot to tell you, I've been researching that one, too. I have that one ready to go as well. So, and for some of you guys that may not remember, basically there's a crazy shooter that went and started shooting people in Buffalo, New York, back in May. The FBI just charged him with hate crimes. So he got federally charged, and he also has state murder charges as well.
Mm.
So I was going to go over the federal case with you guys because the federal cases are way better than the state ones.
What about the Nick Cannon shootings?
Nick Cannon?
Yeah.
What?
He's shooting all the time, bro.
What?
Having multiple babies shooting at the club? You get
shooting
it?
Shooting the club.
Well, that was pretty funny, right? Right, Mo? Wait. Dude, that's pretty funny, no? Wait. Was it that bad? Wait. Was it that bad? Was it that bad, bro? Wait. But like, come on, it's funny, though, no?
That was probably I think that one is probably
top
number
three.
One right now for worst joke you've told for 2022.
Well, you know what? I'm trying, man. You'd be surprised. Being corny works in your favor, man. I'm telling you. Being a goofball, I'm telling you, it works, bro. I'm telling you. Try some time. What, man?
All right.
See, it was funny. See, someone said it was funny.
Let's hit the first caller.
Some chats.
That was tough. I just want to talk to somebody now at this point. After that terrible joke,
yeah.
We hit the phone line.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
Hit the first person on the line. I need to talk to somebody.
Listen, man. Yo, it's cool, bro. You know, it's cool.
Right,
you know what?
With, last four, 6003. You live.
So say goodbye, Fresh.
Man, Fresh, that was a rough joke, man. anyway.
Oh, God. What's up, brother?
Welcome.
Hey, glad to be on the show. I just wanted to ask you guys, maybe Myron, a little bit more. I work for the federal government, and I'm just trying to decide if I should cash out or take a loan against my TSP to either pay off debt to use the cash out or loan for down payment on real estate.
Well, for the TSP, if you're going to take a loan against your TSP, like for a home or just to pay credit card debt off?
Either
for
or.
For a home?
It's kind of like a two-part question.
For a home, it's gonna be your primary residence.
I'm gonna try to do the FHA thing to where I get a duplex or something like that.
Okay, yeah. If it's your primary residence, they'll let you borrow against your TSP. But if it's like an investment, they'll be like, "Fuck no." The government don't want you making money like that because then you'll leave. I mean, here's the thing, bro. I would say if you're in a good, it depends. Where do you live?
I live in Central Florida, a place called Leesburg. It's about an hour west of Orlando.
Okay. So Florida's a good real estate market. So with a strong rental market too. So if you and you're in a good area. So I mean, it's up to you, bro. If you can find a duplex or a triplex, it might be a little expensive. I ain't gonna lie to you. For you to be able to find a property like that in that area and get an FHA loan, and you can go ahead and take your TSP and borrow against it, then fantastic. But I don't know if you'll be able to find the house. Within that price range for you. And then another thing, too,
okay.
Is that you have what kind of debt do you have? Consumer debt, credit card debt?
Yeah, credit card debt.
Oh, shit. How much are we talking?
Only about, like, maybe $8,000-$9,000, something like that.
Yeah, that's still pretty high. I would prioritize getting rid of that, bro, first. Because the interest rates on the credit card are going to kill you, and then that's a pretty high principal.
Okay. Now, I think I can actually use the TSP as a personal loan to use to pay that off.
You could.
Would that
you
work?
Could.
As
a, I mean, do you have
I do
to
that instead?
Do you have to do that?
No, I don't have to. I was just curious if
just
it would be
your
better
money
to do that for the long run to get my my credit score up to be able to get a better qualification for a property.
Yeah. I mean, my thing is, man, using the TSP to pay off personal debt, I'm against borrowing against your TSP if you don't have to already. Took my TSP out because I left the government. So I just said, all right, I cleaned it out and I used it to buy a house. But for you, you're still in there. You know, granted, the stock market sucks right now, so your TSP is probably in the fucking dog shitter. But it's going to continue to do better. But my thing is, taking out a personal loan from your TSP just to pay off some credit card debt, man, you could do that. It's your last resort, but I would say, what are you, a GS what?
GS 8.
What the fuck? What? All right, don't say what you do, but like what ages, what department are you under?
The DOJ.
DOJ?
BOP.
Okay. What, don't you guys journeyman out at a 9 or a 10?
No, we cap out at an 8. I think they're getting ready to pass a bill to where it'll go up to a 9.
Okay. All right. You can, bro. Like I said, it's really up to you. It comes down to your personal choice. But I would say, if I were in your shoes, I would cut down my expenses. I would save my money up, and I pay that credit card debt off right with regular earned income if I can. If it's that bad and you don't think you could do it and you have a lot of debts, then fine. Go ahead. Borrow against your TSP. Pay that fucking debt off. And then or take a home loan out of your TSP, right? And then take a portion of that, pay that credit card debt off, and then go ahead and try to get yourself an FHA loan. But don't make a habit of borrowing against your TSP, bro.
Bro, you're better off borrowing it from your family, bro. If you can't pay mom or dad real quick,
just pay it off
real quick, and then from there, use your money to get a property. Because, bro, think about it, right? Let's say you made, like, what, I don't know, 9, 10K a month? What he does? No?
No.
5K?
No, as a GS8, he's probably bringing in
about
4K a month.
5 to 6, because I do a lot of overtime. I put in, like, 56 to 70 hours a week.
Bro, perfect. Use overtime, right? Look, create a plan for yourself, right? Right on, maybe in a month, how much you could put towards your debt. Within maybe, like, 3 to 5 months, you pay that shit off with your own money, bro. You want to touch your TSP?
Yeah, you don't have to. Yeah.
Before I bought my property, my credit card was, like, 5K, bro. I spent 3 months just grinding out, doing overtime. I paid it off.
Yeah.
Because what happens is when people for the loan, they're going to see that as a credit, you know, against you. So, you know, just pay it off.
Yeah, I'll say, yeah, I agree with Fresh. You keep your TSP as your last resort, bro.
Yeah.
You're better off taking that TSP and using it to buy a home versus using it to pay off your credit card debt.
Okay.
And then also keep in mind, what's your overall, like here's the other thing, too, you got to keep in mind. If you have, like, let's say you have a large credit limit, like let's say you have $50,000 of credit available to you. Well, owing 8K isn't the worst. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know remember, credit utilization is a big part of the equation when it comes to your credit score. That's why I tell you all the time, always call your credit card company and tell them, hey, I want to increase my credit line.
Okay. Sounds good. Because I'm just trying to get in. I went into most of my debt was just to get down here to Florida because I was tired of paying those Northeastern high tax dollars. So I wanted to come down here and do it. So I went into a little bit more debt than I wanted to get down here, but I'm just trying to get into the game.
Gotcha. All right, you have to escape wherever you were at. Yeah, man. I mean, like I said, your TSP is there. You have it as an option, but try not to use it if you don't have to. And then, you know, prioritize if you are going to use it for that house. All right.
Cool, brother.
Okay, sounds good. I'll just grind it out on the overtime then. Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, grind it out even more,
keep
my friend.
Keep up the great work.
All right, man. Peace.
All right, brother.
Let's see here. We can read the chats real fast.
Cool.
Christopher, and guys, the number for the show is 515-605-9740. Again, that number is 515-605-9740. Fresh, was that girl on your story going crazy over you?
Okay, guys. So here's the truth about that story I posted earlier. So woke up this morning. I got a DM. And I didn't know what I should do about it. I felt like in the moment I was I saw it. I opened it up the DM and I saw the video. I'm just kidding, guys. Someone sent me that video. It's not me. It's some guy named Walter. Honestly, bro, I find it hilarious that, like, in the moment, I was like, bro, this is perfect. I'm going to take the actual clip, put it on my story, because it has, she's like, please, Walter, I want you back. Don't leave me. And I'm like, this is hilarious, using my name. Anyhow, long story short, it's not me, guys. It's somebody on the internet. I don't know who it is, another Walter. Maybe it's a gamer up. He's black as well. And she wanted him back, you know, and he didn't want her back. So he recorded it. She's like, you can record me. I don't care. I want you back. And it's hilarious because it's my name, and that was pretty much it. I just posted on my story.
DHV, baby.
And I, yeah, it's hilarious.
Girls are gonna call
Yo,
you
should have seen
asshole, but...
the responses from girls when I posted that. It was hilarious, bro.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But it wasn't me, guys. It was
you're
not
an
me.
Asshole.
It was not me at all.
But at the same time, their vaginas get wet. I think the word asshole and wet vaginas just pretty much synchronized.
They're like, Walter, you would never do that. I'm like, yeah, I would never. I'm a nice guy.
Monkey D. Usopp, City Boys, thank you. Monkey D. Usopp again, Philly
City stand-up.
Okay. We got Trey Ward, 2000, call in. All right. Yo, Fresh, if the cat...
If the snow bunnies ask you for a new purse, got hit with Drop Dead Hearse. Happy Friday, guys. That's from the actual song, High Value Man, Mr. Organic.
Okay. Christopher Harris, Fresh, who is the... Please, 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 Walter, please go on your IG story. The chat needs to know, staged or for real.
Once again, it's not me, guys. It is a viral video going viral right now. That is another Walter. It's not me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lamar Broadway. Dennis Sparling did a live today with the young lady who was with KS. It was awesome.
I don't know. Who that is?
Oh, the bitch that I was trying to charge, I think, is 5K to do an interview.
Oh.
That was, yeah.
Oh. The Spanish girl?
Yeah.
With the big booty?
She was trying to she was trying to charge academics 5K to go on the shit.
AK.
Yeah. Fucking, bro.
Well.
These bitches trifling, bro. Dirk was right. What?
No, yeah. You know what it is? It's more like you give them an inch, they'll take a mile, bro.
Yeah. I mean, we never reached out. We don't give a fuck about that bitch, but I just found it funny. Like, she tried to tell act 5K.
5K, nigga.
I was like, what the fuck? All right, hey, great job, guys, in Dallas, Texas, for a higher-paying job. Where I should check out while I'm here?
You're in Dallas? Job indeed?
Keep looking, my friend.
Job indeed, bro.
Feather Piccolo gives the number. Cool. Happy Canada today, fellow Canucks. Grab a shot up maple syrup. Look up the igloo. Lock up the igloo and take the moose out for a spin.
A?
This nigga, bro.
No, he put on the
shot
A.
To Canada, yeah, he put on the A.
A.
A. A. A. A. All right, let's get it. G-A. Mariner Fresh, I have so much respect for what y'all do. Appreciate y'all always keeping it a buck and being that voice for men. Much love and always respect for me. Thank you, bro.
Man, watch the daytime shows, man, because the nighttime shows, you don't get the real Mariner Fresh, man.
Yeah, you get me arguing with bimbos. Senjutsu
Shinobi.
$2, thank you so much. And then Pat McAfee goes live in 5 days a week for 3 hours, the biggest one doing it.
Well, good luck. Good job to him, man.
Who's Pat? I don't even know who that was.
Me either.
All right. Yo, which Miami neighborhoods do you recommend for multifamily properties? I was told to avoid high flood zones, but I love Brickell and Sobey. my friend, if you're trying to buy properties here in Brickell or South Beach, fucking dummy. Hell no, bro. Do not buy here.
You got to go to
Little... Do not fucking buy here, man.
Yeah. Little River, you know, Little
Liberty
Havana,
City.
Up further up north.
Yeah.
Because he said flood zones, right? So that's a very good point. Because down here is flood zones, but if you go up
but
further north,
it's gonna be difficult. Like it depends on the property, bro. You can be within blocks of each other and get a flood. One place could be a flood zone, another place
it's
cannot
true.
Be.
It's true.
So my thing, bro, is that you're not gonna avoid flood zones down here in Miami. You're always gonna get it. And the flood zone, if flood insurance isn't that bad, just go ahead, pick something up. Just focus on being in Miami, man. And like, but you, I'll tell you this right now, you ain't gonna get shit in Brickell or South Beach, bro.
Not multifamily. But think about it, right? If millionaires are putting millions of dollars in Miami and South Beach and Brickell, like, it's for a reason because, dude, they're not gonna waste their money. So I'll just say get what you can.
Yeah, you gotta go up north, my friend.
Yeah.
I would never buy a property here in Brickell anyway because if you buy a condo here, it's the dumbest thing you could do. You're going to have to pay HOA fees, which the HOA fees alone, guys, be like around $1,000.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. And you don't get that money back.
And whenever there's an issue with the property, you got to pay for it.
Exactly. And that's a big
nope.
You don't want to do that.
Yep.
Yeah, which read that one. What financing book would you recommend already read Set for Life?
Ooh, good one. Honestly, man, finance-wise.
You know what? Fuck that shit. Watch the episode we did with Robert Kiyosaki,
George Gammon.
And Ken McElroy, bro.
Yeah.
Watch that episode.
There you go.
That will give you a lot of game right there. You got three guys right there that are great authors that talk about money. It's the remix to Conviction, Hot and Fresh in the prison.
R. Kelly.
Malik Allen, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, that fiesta's over, my friends, I guess. Crunk One Bear. I was going to donate $5, but after that joke, never mind. Okay. $10 from JQ, a bunch of corns. Thank you. $2 from the 38. Wait, can we go get Mo to participate more in the show?
He does.
He just don't like to talk. He's going to give you our weight update here just in a second. Just seen Ack interview with Candace Owens. She was spitting fire. Is it possible to get her on or travel to her?
She's pregnant, though.
I don't know what she is.
I think she is pregnant.
I don't know. We might be too dirty for her, bro. I ain't going to lie to y'all.
Yeah.
I mean, we could ask, but, man, yeah. I'm a dreadhead French neck, and I wifed a Barbie.
Okay. I'm a dreadhead trench nigga.
Okay, this is a little bit.
I wiped the Barbie.
I'm a dreadhead trench nigga, and I wiped the Barbie. Okay. Myron, Sudan is in Africa, not the Middle East, bro. You can't win with these niggas, bro.
What the fuck?
Like, one day it's like, yo, you're Middle Eastern, Myron. And then another day it's like, nah, bro, your country is actually in Africa, bro. Like, yo, when did I say?
African-American. Bro, he's more African-American than I am.
Yeah, but no, now he's saying that it's not in the Middle East.
Yeah, so you're
when
not.
When did I say it was in the Middle East?
Just move on, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
Lil Durk, $5. You bring your friend, making me proud. Get on your knees. Get us allowance. What the fuck?
All right.
Oh, shit.
All right. So great sauce here to Millie Fresh was funny in the last episode. F them kids. All right.
Bro, for real, bro. They're not my fucking kids. I'm not going to feed you a nigga ass.
Tell your daddy. From the UK, massive fans of yous. Ox keeps killing it on you to the route to the.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. And that's from Abbas. All from Great Britain. Thank you so much. And we got a lot of stuff. We're going to go out to the UK eventually. Don't worry, guys.
We should go next weekend. Really? You go on a date with Cheyenne Reynolds. I'll be watching from the left sidelines. Go, Myron. Go, Myron.
Hey, no, bro. Pause. you go ahead. You
know what happened, though? It'd be too smooth. Like, my G game would be expert level. She'll fall for me in an instant. And, like, you feel me? It'd be too easy. You know what's funny?
You're going to be too nice.
If you all saw one of my dates, it goes so smooth.
You don't say shit.
Exactly. That's the whole point.
Nigga, she's going to be asking you questions.
No, I'm going to turn it on her.
What you got to say?
Oh, really? No. Tell me about you.
Nigga, you won't be able to say, oh, that's dope. You're way out of this one.
I can.
No. What are you going
to say? I'll answer, but like I'll preface and say, that's crazy, but you know what? What about you? I was supposed to put on her, literally.
And then she's going to say something and then be like, oh, but I'm here to get to know you, Walter. And then what are you going to say, nigga?
I love you.
What? And episode done right there. Yeah.
No, but like, I just put on her, though.
Nah, bro, I mean.
You can do it, though.
Yeah, I could. I mean, it's like, bro, here's the thing. What you guys don't get is that I have that discussion 3 nights a week, and for almost 2 years, damn near, had it for 5 days a week, that damn discussion.
Lost your hair and everything,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, lost my hair.
Oh, man.
Like surgery. You guys don't want me to go on there. I'm just like, bro, y'all see here. Yo, when I saw her talk to Tate, I was like, yo, this is what every girl says in the pod.
Yeah.
Nothing is different. You know, and I know a lot of you guys, I get a critique. I watch the Reddits, right? Yo, Myron just repeats himself. He just regurgitates the same shit over and over. And it's like, listen, niggas, I wish I didn't have to. But these girls say the same shit over and over. So if they say the same shit over and over, well, if it's not broke, don't fix it. I say the same shit back to them because literally they have the same mindset. I'm trying to prove to you guys that these girls have a hive mindset, and they all think the same. Or not all, but most of them do, man.
Yeah.
Whether it's in the United States or all the way in the fucking UK, they think the same, guys. Okay? So, if anything, it just proves my point that the hive mind is fucking real, and it transcends borders, my friends.
I think Cheyenne's a great woman, though.
This nigga.
No, I really do. I really do. You know?
Eric Loya, you guys gave me the courage to break up with my girlfriend and move out.
Woo!
Even though I'm sleeping on a cot in a new place, I'm able to focus on myself. My butt ass. That's what I'm talking about.
My
winner,
bro. To Eric.
Men are happy. Eric Loya.
I think
and
you're trolling, but
Christopher Amali, I paid off all my personal credit card debt and my credit score. Shut up now. I only use my business card, and the balance is not report on your personal credit. Yes,
good job, bro.
Fresh line as fuck. Carry on, gentlemen. Okay, Vaughn B.
Yeah, dude, I posted on my story. Y'all fell for it. So if anyone's falling for it, it's you guys. It's not me with the girl, bro. It's not.
And the other thing, too, I don't know if I've told you guys this. I really hate traveling. Like, I absolutely hate traveling. Like, I don't like it.
How long is the flight to the UK from here?
It's going to be a while. Like, 8-10 hours, maybe more, from Miami.
Damn.
To London. Yeah, bro, I hate traveling. Yo, I get mad when we go to California. Could you imagine going across the pond over there? I'm like, bro, I'll be tight. I get off that plane like, man, fuck your crumpets.
So we need to be there for like a week to make it worthwhile.
Yeah, but, I mean, do you really want to be? It's all weather. It's...
We get cars. We drive to Romania, come back all through Europe.
We'd have to do a Europe tour if that's the case to make it worth it.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I'll go to see the people. That's what I'll go for. If there was a demand for it like that, I'll go for the people.
Because what if we had a meetup?
A lot of people that rock with us out in the UK. Right?
Yeah, we
well,
do.
In Europe in general.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, we could do a meetup out there in Europe. Myron, invite Muhammad Hijab or Al Dawa to the show. It'd be interesting to see you discuss religion versus RP. Eh. Ray Ray, $2. Oh, where are we at? FNF World Tour, Dubai, UK, Qatar. Okay?
I do want to go to Dubai.
All
right, callers?
Yeah, well, let's hit the callers. Yo, we got 3,500 of you guys in here. Do me a favor. Like the video.
Hey, guys, 6619.
So, welcome to the Matrix.
Yo, what's up? This is Monarchus. What's up?
Yo, what up, man?
What's up, bro?
No much. Hey, I was going to ask you guys, what words are not are we not able to put on Super Chats? Because every time I put a Super Chat, I use the words girl. I narrowed it down to girls, guys, finessed. And I guess YouTube has been following you guys. And also box. You can't put box on the Super Chats. Do you guys know what other, like, words you guys can put on, like, your descriptions to, like, not put or substitute,
bro,
like, for girls?
None of that shit, bro.
I mean, I'll go and I'll
we'll
look
check.
At our filtered words.
But I don't know.
You said box and girls and guys don't work?
Yeah, it doesn't work. I had to edit it, like, for 10, like, for almost 20 minutes. I would have to edit my freaking Super Chat
YouTube,
because...
I'm going to jump on the YouTube and look at, like, banned words or whatever and just try to get rid of those. Box, girl, and guys? That's weird. Okay.
Yeah, it's like that's all I was trying to use the word that Myron, for people that have VA loans, how would you attack? Would you like double team with somebody to like help them out get a house or something? Like, how would you do that? And one
of
the
questions, that's the whole purpose of if you have a VA loan, you do that shit yourself, bro.
0% down.
0% down, which means you don't need investors.
No, alrighty. Cool. Yeah, just wondering because like just in case I don't have the principal funds right away, you know, to get the VA loan to attack.
No, VA loan is no money down, bro. Just pretty much closing costs.
Yeah.
Your payment is going to be high.
It's going to be high, though, yeah.
Your monthly payment is going to be high because you're putting no money down, but you control the asset with virtually no money down, which is why it's so important, if you can, to try to get yourself a duplex or a triplex so at least you can offset some of that mortgage through tenants.
All right, for sure. One other question, if I could be fast, because I like watching you guys, like when you guys – no, pause, no homo – I like watching your episode where you guys talk to the female panelists and they make up the excuse of like, oh, we go on dates with our friends, our platonic friends and stuff, and yeah, we could be platonic on a date and all stuff. But if you could ask them, have you guys actually offered puss at all? Because they always come up with that dumb excuse, you know what I'm saying? Where they're like, oh, we could always be friends during a date and stuff, which is dumb, you know?
Bro, they're never, bro. You really think they're gonna ever like offer puss?
No, I mean, no, that's a good counter to them when they actually respond with that, you know?
But they never will. Like, that's like, here's the thing that you got to understand, bro. Like, they'll never ask that because that's counterproductive to their mission. Their mission is to get resources and attention and time from you without giving up box. Does that make sense?
Exactly.
So they understand
but
they need to dangle the carrot for as long as possible. So they're never going to ask that shit.
Yeah, I was just wondering that would be a good counter for whatever they make that dumb discussion or argument where they're like, oh, they're on a date and stuff, and if you're like, oh, well, you think they're your platonic friends, and have you tried offering them? Because some guys need that extra push, you know.
I don't get it.
No, he's saying they should offer to have sex to see what a guy does because, as a friend, you know, they won't really do it, but if they offer, they might do it. I mean, you kind of do that with the phone call.
Exactly.
But. Yeah, we do that with the phone call, but yeah. They'll never do that, bro, because they know deep down, like...
Bro, girls come on podcasts, and they cap so hard, and I see them at the party after. I'm like, bro, you just say you don't party with random niggas. You're here with random niggas, because you're here, you don't know me. It's just hilarious, but it is what it is.
Yeah, bro, like...
They be capping hard.
Man... it sucks too because like people watch the show, like we had like some dumb hoes made a video on us saying like, oh yeah, our reaction to misogynistic Freshman Pit, whatever the fuck. I'm not gonna say their names or whatever, but
yeah.
In my head I like listened to it a little bit and I was like, bro, these bitches are saying the same shit every other chick that comes on this show says. Yeah, y'all think I'm kidding around when I say these girls all think the same, bro.
We believe in love.
Yeah.
All right, I bet your man's cheating right now.
Not even. And then you look at blue check niggas.
Yep.
Bro, yo, you can't make this shit up, bro.
You think you're the only one? Aw, you believe in love.
Like, yo, it's crazy to me, like, how...
It is what it is, bro.
The hive mind is crazy, man. But anyway, yo, Marcus, thanks for calling in, bro. But yeah, like,
you,
I mean, I get what you're talking about, bro. No chick is ever going to offer a nigga box that's her friend, bro. Ever.
Yeah, bro.
That's counterproductive.
Okay, let's go with 6267. Hold on, we got Thermonux Mix, $100 says, hey, guys, big fan of the show. I'm a chemical engineer like the late and great Kevin Samuels. I want to get into entrepreneurship. I have an alpha idea that's right up your alley. $200 Patreon level was sold out. I'm going to get a few minutes from you guys. Is it sold out?
It might be open now because it's the beginning of the month. So jump in there now because we still got to do our Zoom call this weekend. So
you might have to open it.
Shit. Okay. I might have to open it at a
send him a DM. Unplug Fit, and then we'll go for
it. No, send it to Fresh.
No, send it to you, bro.
Send it to you, nigga.
I have too many, bro.
All right. Send it to me, Unplug Fit.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Thank you so much for your donation, bro. Send it right now, then, so I can look at it.
All right. Caller 62. You there?
Yes. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Hi, guys.
Let's begin.
All right. So this is my second call, and I just want to say thank you very much for everything that you guys have done to improve my life, Myron and Fresh especially. But shout out to all my friends in the totally unrelated anime Discord. I have a question for both of you, actually, and I need your insight. Because I've been following your advice to the T, I've put myself in a life situation that I've never really experienced before. So I dated this girl, and she lived with me. I got tired of her being unappreciative, so following your advice, I threw her out. We stayed in contact, and now she's doing the absolute most to be in my life. She comes over, she cleans without me prompting her, something that I used to be on her ass about, but she now does it completely unprompted. She wears lingerie under her clothes. When she comes over, she's doing everything basically. And so I want to know how to keep this going for as long as possible without her basically assuming she's going to be the girlfriend again.
This is great. You got to sell her a dream, my friend. So listen, right? I have a game called Loverboy Game where you put her in a position where she has the opportunity to think she's going to be the one and she's going to go for as long as possible. So perfect example here, right? In your case, you know, for a matter of fact, she's doing it because she wants to get you back long term. But you know, after watching the podcast, it's a trap. She wants to come back to live with you and, you know, play the game to make it up to you in that light. What you do is, though, right, is you have to literally remind her and reward her good behavior. So let me explain. She's cleaning. She's putting on lingerie. Great. What you do is you give her small rewards in between and words of affirmation. So here's what you do, right? Let's say, for example, she cleaned your spot, you know, had great sex, take her to a nice dinner. Not too expensive, just a nice dinner. It's like simple, maybe $100 between you and her, good talk, one-on-one. You talk to her. So look, but let me ask you this. Regarding you and her relationship, do you know her, like her future plans? Do you know like what she wants to do in the future, something like that, or no?
Yes, absolutely. So we were in like a committed relationship for a long time. And so, yes, I do know her plans.
Cool. So all you have to do, bro, right, is reinforce those future plans to her. So, for example, let's say she wants 2 kids, a house on a beach, and to be with you, right? You say, you know what? I'm not going to lie. You've been putting in a lot of work, and like I see the effort. And honestly speaking, like, I can see us, like, you know, in the future, possibly – you know, the house with 2 kids and make it work. And then she'd be like, oh, really? Like, all you're doing is you're giving back to her what you heard her say before and reinforcing that kind of behavior. Now, I will say this, though, right? When you do this, just know you might end up putting her in a position where she's going to react negatively if you ever try to leave. So make sure that when you do this type of, like, game, you're aware that she's going to be mostly attached to you. However, the trick here is that, like, she's invested in you. You're not invested in her. So my thing is, like, reward good behavior. You know, take her out here and there. Not all the time, just, you know, to reinforce the good behavior. But at the same time, bring back to her the same words she gave to you regarding her future plans, what she wants with you. And it can be kind of fucked up. I get it. But, like, to me, it's like, you know what? She's playing a game with you to get you back. You're just doing the same thing.
Could you expand when you say that she could react negatively? Could you expand a little bit on that?
So I'm saying this to say, if she is going to be emotionally tied to you regarding future plans, if you, for whatever reason, say, you know what, it's not going to work out, or like, I'm backing off, she might key your car, she might blow your phone up, she might even show up to your spot. So understand, you have to make time for her at least somewhat during the week. Like you got to be like, you know what, all right, this is her day, this is for her, or 1 or 2 days, the most, right? But you can't do like, go missing for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, because she's going to be like, what the fuck, like, nigga, you ghost me? But what happens is, right, eventually over time, she's going to realize that, like, the dream is never going to be sold. So what happens is she will drop off eventually. Now, you have to make sure that it's her doing it, not you. So, I mean, just to say, like, if it's not her dream, you can't be the one to break it off. She just want to do it herself, if that makes sense. So you keep telling her the dream until she decides, you know what, nothing's happening, it's not going to work out, fuck it, I'm out. Make sense or no?
Absolutely. Thank you very much for your insight, Fresh.
Gotcha, man.
Yeah.
I just get some fucking fire ass game, bro. I should have put that on there. Fuck.
Thank you so much, Fresh.
Yeah, man. You just gotta understand that if you sell a dream and you retract it, be prepared for a nightmare.
Oof.
That's what it is. That's really what it boils down to. If you sell that dream and you retract it, be prepared for a fucking nightmare, because girls don't hold L's very well. She's gonna get angry. And there's typically going to be maybe even some violent repercussions to your bad, management of her dream, bro. So if you want to play that game, you can. You know, she'll get attached, but understand it comes with consequences, which is why I'm just honest with bitches and I lose them up front. I don't want to deal with the headaches of her fucking my shit up.
That's a very good point. There's two scenarios here. You could be straight up with it from the very jump, and she might take that or not take it at all. Or you can sell her a dream, and she'll take it for a little bit, but then leave after a while, so...
Is there indicators in her behavior to look out for that, like, it's turning that corner where she'll, like...
It's right now. She basically fucked up, realizes, and she's coming back to you correct. There's your indicator right there.
I see. All right,
Cole.
She can't
Thank
do
you
better
very
than
much.
Right now in the marketplace, which is why she's here.
Zach!
Why she's coming back to you.
Yeah.
Zach,
you know
we are
real. Are you going to let a fat man outwork you?
You gonna let you really gonna let a fat man outwork you?
I think he's
you
from
really
the, it's an insider.
Okay.
I think they're in a chat together. Shout out to you, man.
All right. Yeah, bro. So those are your two options, my friend. You could take either or, give you two different perspectives. Just understand that there's consequences of both sides, okay? Just know what you're getting yourself into.
You gotta treat her like a girlfriend, but not actually be her boyfriend, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? But little bit, not a lot. Not a lot. Sprinkles.
Okay, 5458, Rod.
Yo, oh, and then also, guys, I saw you guys saying the anchor link. Guys, the anchor link is anchor.fm/freshfit. Can we throw it on the screen real quick for them, Chris? Or Mo can do it, either or. Okay, go ahead, caller. What's up?
Yeah, Rod, Eric. What's going on with y'all, bro?
What up, Rod?
Hey, not much, man. I won't take up too much of your time. I know I want to get some callers in. So, you know, of course, you know, it's been a month since the meet and greet. You know, so I want to shout out to my crew. Shout out to Zika. Shout out to JR. Shout out to Sam, Joey, Donnie, Lincoln, and DL Saint. Of course, you know, if I miss your name, don't take it. You know, fuck your feelings. It just is what it is. So thank you guys for, you know, all the hard work y'all put in and, you know, of course, allowing me to, you know, lead you guys and do, you know, what we did in the meet and greet. Thank you, Fresh and Fit, you know, guys, for the opportunity. You know, because ever since that meet and greet, it's been a month. Like, I mean, everything has gone up. You know, my Instagram, my connections, networking, all of it has gone up, bro. So shout out to you guys. The growth in IG, the quality of the content is just amazing. So shout out to you. And then, of course, you know, Giro Vision, he's the one that made an awesome vlog for us. He has some awesome content for us. So shout out to him for the photos and the vlog. You know, on the 1 milli. You know, I will be at that party, so let's get it. You know, for the guys in my Discord, man, just continue to network with me and hold me accountable. And I promise you that you'll grow. So shout out to you guys, and appreciate you, Mo. Appreciate you, Chris. Everything that y'all do, man, it just truly inspired me. So the growth has been crazy. It's literally been a year. So I guess my question would be to you guys is, like, based on what y'all seen out of me, what would you say the advice would be to, like, what's next? Like, what would be, like, something that I need to look after? because, like I said, I'm growing really, really fast.
Honestly, bro, from my point of view, you just need to get your money on point. So you have the networking down packed. You have the lifestyle down packed. You have the connections down packed. But your money needs to be on point. I would say that's like your next step.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it, man. Yeah. Just get that earned income up so you can push it into vehicle that will get you passive income.
There you go.
Perfect.
All right, Rob.
All right, man. Y'all take care.
All right, man.
Hi, bro.
Yeah, take it easy, bro. Let us know next time you're coming out here to Miami, man.
That's FNF Dallas, man.
FNF Dallas checking in, by the way.
Okay, 1360.
Hey, guys, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you, bro.
That boy in the gym.
Yes, I am in the gym. I'm going to make it short because I'm in here. I barely got in here like 10 minutes ago. I just want to say shout out to the whole team, Chris, Big Mo, Myron, Walter, all y'all been killing it. I appreciate y'all doing the Money Monday with Robert Kiyosaki, Ken McElroy, and Mr. Gammon. Like, that was an amazing episode. Like, y'all legit got Robert Kiyosaki there in person in the studio. It was amazing to see.
Shout out to Rolo for that.
I want to shout.
Yeah, shout out to Rolo for that.
Yo,
yeah, I got a big guest coming tomorrow, by the way, too, guys. I got a big guest coming tomorrow, so go stay tuned until the end of the show, and I'll announce it.
It's tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Awesome. And then shout out to Roll as well. Like, I wanted to say, like, you know, it's so crazy. Like, I know correlation doesn't mean causation, but like the whole thing with, you know, everything with Roe v. Wade and everything that's been going on. Like, a lot of these companies are like, you know, kind of incentivizing women to be like, you know, hey, you know, come join our company. We want y'all to, like, you know that we'll pay for you to go and get these abortions, this, that, and third. And it's so crazy, everybody's freaking out because it's like literally the power is going up to the state, and everything y'all broke down was amazing because like it gave me a chance to really, you know, go through the information and everything like that. But like I said, man, I don't want to hold up too much of y'all's time. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Y'all been giving everybody value, all the guys out here a lot of value, and just know that, you know, no matter what happens, no matter what these people say, y'all are really like saving these lives out here. So I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all keeping me motivated, going to the gym, doing what I got to do. And I want to say, you know, big shout out from Texas. Like, everybody out here, actually, all the people I know that fuck with y'all, they fuck with y'all heavy. So I appreciate y'all a lot, man.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you, bro. We appreciate you guys, and we're nothing without y'all. So
yeah.
Thank you so much, man.
We're in Dallas, man. We got like a lot of love from people.
Yeah. I,
every corner we walked to
recognize
us. Fresh and Fit. Oh my God.
Yeah. So it was awesome. I mean,
yep.
And we didn't really promo that we were gonna be, because when we were there in Dallas, we said, hey, we're gonna be in Dallas, but we didn't say where we were gonna be at when we were at the clubs and stuff. And a bunch of people came up, took pictures, all that other stuff,
yep.
And it was great, man. It was a really positive environment. And the thing is that, like I said before, like, we get a lot of hate on the internet, but in real life, we get a lot of love because we say the shit that people really can't say, bro. It's amazing to me how, like, people will be, like, damn near fucking crying talking to me, like, saying, yo, you connected so many dots for me. I was in a really dark place. And, yeah, dude, there's nothing like it that compares to it, you know? Soulfist, $100, thank you so much. 6 months ago, you inspired me to evolve myself at 27 years old. I joined the Army and just finished 22 weeks of training. I was in a dark place, and now I'm both physically and mentally stronger than I ever thought possible. It's never too late to improve.
Well,
thank you for your service, my friend.
Yep.
You're going to become an upstanding gentleman by the time you get out the military. I'm a big fan of guys joining the military if they don't know where they are in life, because what's going to happen is it's going to at least teach you basic, rudimentary things when it comes to masculinity, being self-efficient, discipline, and taking care of yourself. So, yeah, man, and you're going to get some great benefits in it too. So thank you for your service, and I'm glad that you, you know, took that initiative to change your life. You know, it's never too late to change. 27 years old, you know, I mean, you probably got your ass kicked by the PT a little bit if you didn't go to the gym, but you'll be okay, man. So good shit. All right, who's up next here?
All right, 7311.
7311, welcome to the Fresh and Fit podcast, my friend.
Hi, what's up? Hey, yo, Fresh, it's your boy, Kyan, back in the house, man.
What's up, Kyan?
What's good? What's up? Hey, shout out Fresh, shout out Chris, shout out Myron,
yep.
Shout out Big Mo.
Nigerian
Flex. Had a good time with y'all. Yeah, had a good time with y'all the other night, man. And it's crazy, too, because the next day, man, I was out in South Beach, you know what I'm saying, with some bitches. You know, I told them about the podcast. They were hating this shit. They're like, oh, I never see them out in the clubs. I'm like, bro, these people are active in Miami 24/7. They think that y'all just over here hiding in a cave. You guys are active in the street, all y'all. But they
yeah.
Do hate, man.
I'm inside. I ain't going to lie.
You know
I'm
what? They can't see me. I'm a shadow. They can't see me.
But I've been I've been going outside, you know, a little bit more. I had surgery for the past 2 weeks, so like I had like stitches in my head and shit. I just got them out. But fresh is outside for sure.
Oh yeah, no, fresh just bought something. Hey, Chris, I got a snitch on you. But when we was in Komodo, Chris was like, "Hey, where's Fresh?" And we looked to the corner, and you're standing by that black wall in the black hoodie, and we couldn't see you. So, you know, Chris, that shit was funny.
Hey, yeah, that shit was funny as fuck, man. Shout out to you, man.
Yeah, man, she was a legit as fuck. But yeah, man, I just wanted to give you guys a shout out. I'm headed to fucking SLS right now. Then later, probably shit, Liver Vendome. So just hit me up.
Nigga, bro.
All right. Awesome, man.
Hey, we actually.
Come on again, bro.
Oh. All right, man.
This is going to be outside, bro.
Later. Yeah, nah, man. You got to do what you got to do, bro. All
right. 2000?
Hmm?
The number ends in 2000.
Oh.
What's up?
Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, what's
yeah,
up,
bro?
Okay. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, guys? Myron and Fresh. Hope you guys are having a happy Friday. I'm with Apex NFT Development, and we do a lot of NFT projects for influencers in the Miami area. Mm. And I was wondering if you guys would be interested in doing a collaboration. We can really take access to your Patreon.
No, man. Yo. I appreciate the offer, my friend, but we're staying clear of NFTs right now. Like, no, we good.
Sorry, man. I'm a big supporter out there.
The only stuff we deal with in the digital world nowadays is cryptocurrency. You know what I mean? And our crypto guys, we basically deal with Miguel and Charlie. But yeah, man, as far as like NFTs and everything else like that, there's still money in it. Don't get me wrong, but we just don't know enough about it, and we don't want to promote NFTs. That's just not our thing. Like, we brought Trevor on to do an episode on how NFTs like work and like a basic overall standing. But in general, we're not pushing no NFTs.
Yeah, no, I completely respect that. I mean, it's definitely a scary world out there with, like, you know, scammers and whatnot. But basically, like, just to give it a brief rundown of what it is.
No, we're good, man. We're good, bro.
No. Okay, 7973. Nigga trying to still talk about it, bro. Pump and dumps, nah, bro. We're good, bro.
Who's up next?
7973. And it might be great, but hey, no.
Oh, hello?
Yeah. What's up, caller?
Y'all hear me?
Yeah. They can offer $1 million. We ain't doing no NFT, bro.
Nah.
We're good. Yeah, go. What's up, man?
Oh, how you guys doing? I tried calling in last week, but I think I was a little too late. But I just wanted to talk about, don't you think, like, what you're promoting, I guess, with the guys, you know, getting experience, fucking around. Isn't that causing, like, a continuation of the cycle, causing, like, piece-of-shit guys, you know? Especially if you want to create, a good household, at least for the children.
It's a valid critique.
Valid critique. Come, my friend.
You know, I understand why, you know, if you look at it, like, combating the women, or you know, the women are doing something, so we're adjusting. But you know, the kids kind of pick up on it, and then you know, it might fuck them up, or you know, they might be able to do whatever with the power. But I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of like piece of shit dudes.
Well, my friend,
let me know what you guys think.
The current dating market, and look, piece of shit men are out there, and piece of shit women. We're just saying, look. Be on defense, because if you're on defense, bro, you're being attacked. So that's all we're saying.
Okay. No, I know. It's just because I remember Myron said it's actually good to have, you know, a monogamous relationship, at least for the kids, you know, married or, you know, married through the church or whatever, you know, leaving out the government. But I don't know, like, I'm still thinking, like, the kids still, you know, they're not going to pick it up right, you know? So, and I understand why we're doing it. It's just, I don't know. The kid's going to be fucked up. Me.
So what's your question for you? What's your exact, like, criticism But it's basically like that. We tell guys, like, what is your actual criticism of what we say the in particular?
It's just that.
What, Chris?
What you're promoting or go ahead.
No. We're listening. Like, I want to know exactly you have point of contention with.
We're continuing, I guess, or, you know, we're influencing whatever we're doing as guys, I guess, you know, just playing on defense ain't really, I don't see it helping, like, the kids. And I don't really have a solution, but I don't know what you guys think about that. At least for the kids.
Well, you have no solution. You tell us how to give advice. Bro, at least have a solution.
No, I'm not your advice. I'm just saying, like, you know, what you think about it.
We adapt because that's all we can do. I wish we could all favorite love, one girl, only that. Bro, how do you know she's a whore or not? You got to go through the paces, bro. Like, you can't just come over here and find the one just like that, bro. You can't. You got to run numbers up. See how the game works, and then from there, adapt to it to find what you really want. You can't just come in here and play willy-nilly. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah, I think, and I kind of wanted to know exactly what your point is. So your thing is you don't like our strategy on how we deal with modern-day women. Okay, fair enough. And here's the thing. I've heard this critique before. Hey, Myron, you know, you advocate for, you know, strong families and all this other stuff, but all your content is about smashing hoes and you know, being a degenerate. And I would argue that, yes, I see what you guys are saying with that, but the reality is that we're telling you guys how to deal with the current sexual marketplace, because what you're saying right now, right, what you're saying, like, hey, well, you're teaching them how to be pieces of crap or whatever. Well, what's the other option? The other option is we could teach them how to be nice guys and basically operate like gentlemen and operate like it's 1955 and chivalry and all this other stuff. And where does that lead us? Well, last time I checked, that leads to high divorce rates. At least the guy's getting finessed. At least the guy's getting, you know, divorce raped and put in a bad predicament. So my thing is this. We're going to keep it very nice and simple here. Women make more money than they've ever made. Women get more attention than they've ever gotten. Women are in a position of power right now in the sexual marketplace that you cannot necessarily compete with as a man. The only thing you can do is put yourself in a position where you don't get finessed and you're in defense, okay? You can't go on offense as a guy like women can, bro. That's just the reality of the – because men now have all the responsibility with very little authority. So what we tell guys is you have to adapt to the new sexual marketplace, because what you're saying would work back in like 1950. But last time I checked, women have more rights now than ever before. Well, not even more rights, because they've had those rights before. But they have more opportunity and situations in their favor than ever before. And guess what, bro? They're not conceding. They're not conceding. Feminism isn't going backwards. It's only going to get worse from here, my friend. So what you're saying, though it sounds great on paper, will leave a lot of guys in a very bad situation in actual application in 2022 and beyond. Okay? So I tell guys, since I know women are more promiscuous, since I know most women don't give a fuck about most guys, since I know most guys have difficulty attracting and retaining women, and since I know that most women don't respect men, we've interviewed now almost 1,400 women and counting, right, that have clearly shown the lack of respect for masculine authority. Bro, I'm telling guys how to deal with the current sexual marketplace. You know, if everything were ideal, yes, a family unit, being monogamous, marriage, all that stuff, fantastic. But it doesn't work in today's day and age, bro. It's not in a man's best interest to get married. And if he is going to get married, it better be for fucking kids. And he better do it in a situation where he can mitigate risk. But there's still going to be issues because we have feminism and we have all this other crazy SJW propaganda running around here that women tend to fall in line with that is counterproductive to strong families.
He was on mute.
Okay.
Call next time.
What was that, bro? You were muted for a bit there. You were muted for a bit there after what I said. So go ahead. What were you saying?
I was saying, started thinking on it. I'll keep thinking on it and come up possible ideas. I'll probably call next time. I wish my girl was with me. She don't like y'all. She call y'all my pimp.
Yeah, I mean,
you understand. You with your girl right now?
No, he ain't with her right now. That she don't like us.
No, bro, I'm not with her.
Yeah, he's not with her right now. I mean, dude, the reason why she doesn't like us is because we expose her nature and put it out there. The biggest reason why women don't like us.
I know.
Is because we put men in a position where women can't necessarily finesse them. You guys got to understand something very, I need all the men that are watching the show to understand something and get it through their brains. You're physically superior to your girl. She can't do anything to you except for manipulate you from a mental standpoint. That is where women thrive. Manipulation. Okay? Women are far better manipulators than men are, and this is from biology, because they can't physically compete and beat you up. So what do they have to do? They have to get you cognitively. You understand? So when we come in and you listen to our podcast and we break it down from a logical standpoint, how women operate and how women move, oh, shit, this makes a lot of sense. This connects a lot of dots for me. What happens? Well, women start to lose the leverage that they had for you, the leverage they had against you, cognitively in the sexual marketplace. This is why so many women fight tooth and nail to get us canceled, hate our podcast, call us misogynists, write us off as assholes, whatever it is. All we're doing is stating objective truth when it comes to men and women and how men and women view relationships. When you take away, okay, get this through your head, bro. And I think once you think about this, it's going to make sense. Female game is based and rooted in you not understanding your own value as a man. Once again, female game is based and rooted in you not understanding your own value as a man. This is why your girl doesn't like us, because we're giving you the tools, right, to walk away from her at any point when you see fucking fit. You know what that does to girls? It takes away their ability to have that security. And you know what else it does? It makes them uncomfortable. And you want to see a girl that acts right? Let her be uncomfortable. Keep watching us and put us on loud. I know guys that literally keep their bitch in check simply from watching our podcast. Real talk. They just put it on loud and let they play the part. Yeah. That's when I rant the shit, and they just do that. And then the bitches be in line because they're like, oh, this nigga's listening to these dudes? Oh, man.
Yo, caller. Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Are you by yourself right now?
Yeah, I'm in the car. She's at home. But she might see
okay.
I'm going to show her.
You in the car in the parking lot?
I'm going to show her.
Yo, someone said
no, I'm driving, but...
he spent his whole afternoon watching Beauty and the Beast with a tub of ice cream. What the fuck?
Yeah, bro. I don't know how new you are to our podcast, but I've always said it that if you use that strategy, because a bunch of guys have made that critique that you just mentioned, and that's equivalent to going into like a gunfight with like a fucking paperclip, bro. Like, you're going to get rolled over and destroyed by these modern-day women with that mindset, my friend.
Yo, what's your name, bro?
Simon.
No. Your real name, nigga. Don't cap.
No, that's it. I'm not going to say my last name.
Yo, put in the chat, Free Simon. Free Simon.
Free Simon.
This nigga's a slave to his girl.
Oh, yeah.
Slave to his girl.
Remember, it was a hater call. It was a hater call last week, I think. So I was – last week it was a hater's call.
Nigga, that was like a month ago. That was like a month ago.
Bro, that was a while ago.
But it's fine, man.
Yeah.
Yo, I love having these discussions with guys that don't see eye to eye. I'm just simply saying this is how you got to acclimate to the current sexual marketplace, bro. If it was 1950, man, well, you know, I'd say all the way, let's go TradCon. But I know that strategy that you're talking about is going to leave most guys in a very painful position with these girls, because they're going to treat women, which a lot of them don't deserve it, as ladies. A lot of these women don't deserve to be treated like
ladies. You know
ladies.
What we give to guys, bro?
Y'all.
We give them freedom, because we let them know what it really is versus what it might be, what it could be.
Understand,
hey, nigga, shit happens. It goes down. Reality is you're a guy. You're at a disadvantage. Here's how you operate. It's freedom, because now you're part of walk away. That's
question.
The biggest thing.
How old are you, bro?
I'm 27.
You're 27. How old is your girl?
35.
Oh, nigga.
Gosh.
No
oh,
wonder.
Gosh.
Now this all makes sense.
Oh, yeah, makes sense now.
Sheesh.
My nigga's a MILF hunter.
Yeah. Not only that. Here's the thing. She knows. She's shaky right now because she knows her value is lower.
Yeah.
Bro, you're about to go into your incline and she's on her fucking decline.
She is.
You know what I'm saying? She, like it all makes sense why she don't like us, bro, because we say uncomfortable truths. Like, anytime people, like women watch our podcast and they hate us, a lot of the time it's for a couple reasons. Either A, she's older and we're acknowledging uncomfortable truths that she's already experiencing in her life. Maybe she doesn't have the same sexual market value. She doesn't get attention, whatever it is.
Or the shoe fits. Yeah,
she actually is a hoe. Niggas don't respect her.
Or a mom.
And we confirm, or a single mom or something like that. But she's made some bad reproductive choices in her life.
Yeah.
We echo these bad reproductive choices, brings back bad memories, and then guess what? Fuck them! Those assholes! Only God can judge me. Say some dumb shit like that. Listen, we ain't judging nobody. We're just telling y'all, yo, this is, if you do this type of behavior as a woman, this is probably what's going to lead to. And, yo, we don't miss a lot of the time.
No, we don't.
We don't miss a lot of the time. Now, are there hoes that get wiped up? Absolutely. But it doesn't last.
All right,
so,
caller.
Nigga, you need to really seriously check why the hell are you dating a 35-year-old?
She's probably mom, too.
What?
Hey. You know, I just want to keep it low, but just know I've been watching y'all for a year, and I actually applied a lot of your stuff. I just asked that question, so. But
That's why she's in check, my friend. That's why she's in check, because you're applying our stuff. I guarantee you, if you had done your advice that you mentioned being a nice guy, she would have been left your ass, nigga.
All right, Simon.
What was that?
Hashtag free Simon.
Yep.
Chris, you already kicked him off?
Yeah, man. We have callers, man, on the show.
Nigga, Chris.
Free value.
All right. Yeah, but I think that was important for the people to see. Because, like, here's the thing. A lot of guys think the way he does, bro.
That's true. That's true.
Like, a lot of guys think the way.
And I get it, you know.
Because here's the thing. A lot of guys are nice dudes deep down. They don't want to play the tactics that we say because they're like, bro, this feels so fucked up. This is so whatever. But,
bro, look at me. I'm a nice-ass guy. I just understand what reality is. And look, I can be nice but still apply strategies because, look, I got to put myself first because if I don't put myself first, who will? So you could be a nice guy but understand reality. That's what it really is.
An idea
for merch. New merch.
An idea for new merch, stickers, examples, misogyny, BBC gang, stay over there. Okay.
Cars be money.
And then where are we at? Fresh diamonds can't fix corny jokes. Knock it off, my G. Okay.
I actually like being, you know what's funny? I like being corny. Like, people say, oh, you're not off, whatever. Dude, I like being myself. If corny is what I am, so be it. I'll be corny. Okay? It's cool.
Del Vicho, $20. Thank you.
All right.
Frank, $20. Currently making approximately $20,000 profit per month, and I want to move to Brickler and Wynwood soon. What's the best living situation that I should pick, rent or buy, apartment or condo, looking to stay in Miami for 2 to 4 years?
$20,000
definitely rent.
Rent.
Don't buy. You can stay. I would say Brickell, bro.
Yeah.
Wynwood isn't – I wouldn't live there, nigga.
Yeah.
It's getting better.
Not now.
I wouldn't live there.
Not now.
Yeah, I wouldn't live there right now. It's definitely – in the next 3 years, it's going to be lit. But I wouldn't move there right now because you go one – you make one wrong turn, nigga. You gonna be
there. Yep. Shut up, nigga.
Yeah.
Yep.
Next thing you know, Byron and the squad gonna be there. Martin, if you have money to blow on bottle service, VIP tables, how well will I do in Miami? What will get me more play? A Lamborghini Aventador, a 50-foot yacht. Also, thoughts on red dots on pistols. Okay, if I have money to blow on bottle service, VIP. Listen, bro. Nigga, don't go to the club and blow money on bottles, guys. Like, don't do that shit. Like, I told you guys how to run bottle game. Like, just because. But, bro, it's really not worth it. And then as far as, like, buying a 50-foot yacht, why buy a yacht, bro? That's just going to cost you a lot of – bro, I think they see what you're doing, Fresh, and they kind of want to – do you want to educate them on that a little bit?
Here's the premise,
like,
right, guys?
Like, how you're supposed to leverage these assets without
– So, y'all see me with a certain lifestyle, but you don't understand the behind the scenes. You judge me on it. You're like, oh, we used to get a Lamborghini to get girls or, like, get a yacht. I understand, right, guys? It's because – first off, for me, I want to do these things. So, for example, I've always wanted a Lambo. I've always wanted to go to yacht parties. I never got invited, one, or I'd have the money to get a Lambo. Now I do, I'm going to do it for me. And the byproduct is girls like these things as well. So me driving my Lambo, maybe on a yacht, girls want to pull up, dope. I get both best of both worlds. But when it comes at a price, most guys can't handle it. So, for example, I'm going to say this. Regarding me, I get a lot of, like, promotional stuff done for me or, like, you know, I get free tables because, you know, I'm with some promoters, some people. So you see the lifestyle that I have, but, like, I'm not really paying for it. It's pretty much on the house. Now, for you, if you're paying for it, one, you may not even get girls to smash you because you're paying for it and then up front they might not even like you. Two, if you do it because you want to get laid, bro, do it because you want to. Because if you go to the premise of doing it because you want to get laid, it may not happen. But if you go to have fun with your boys or because you want to do a celebrate birthday, it's different. But doing it every weekend or every week just to get laid, don't do that, bro. Work on your game, work on your status, and over time, what you're going to see is that when you step out, you have maybe nice clothes on, you have a good cologne, you look good, you're in shape, you smell good. People will attract to you. But if you're free to actually go buy a Lambo just to get girls to buy a yacht, bro, you're doing too much, bro. It's too much effort. Just do what you got to do, bro. Do it for you. And as a byproduct, you'll get girls coming to you.
Yeah, I mean, so. I wouldn't drop a ridiculous amount of money like that, bro. I mean,
and
if you want to get a good car, get it for yourself. But, bro, a boat?
Yo, maintenance,
no,
bro?
Yeah. Maintenance and docking it and fixing it and everything else like that? Nah, man. I mean, I know guys that run boat game, like dudes that are like strange individuals that use boats, but that's fine.
Listen, if you got the money for it and it's not going to hurt you at all, do it because you want to do it. But just to get this for just for girls, bro, that's an L, dude.
Yeah, for a bunch of bitches that like are just gonna use you and shit like that, bro. Because there's a lot of you guys gotta understand. I there's a lot of rich simps in Miami, right? And I've always said that simps will take your girl, but you're gonna get the girl under the wrong pretenses, man. I don't want y'all to get the girls under the wrong pretenses, bro. Like a lot of y'all are just ready to simp on fucking hoes that don't deserve it, bro. And that's not the way you want to do it. That's not the way you want to do it. Y'all in your toxic bag tonight, LOL lover boy game. All right, cool. Chris, from this point forward, 20 and up, right?
Yep.
Because I want to knock out as many phone calls as possible. Fab and Fresh is the best. Haha, that was a great
throwback.
Man,
throwback.
Okay, but I appreciate y'all's advice around women, fitness, and life in general, game changers. Okay. And then 20 bucks, been rocking with y'all for a good minute. Now ever since KS, RIP, y'all are my go-to. Keep it going.
That's
my
Corey team. Crank.
Job, bro.
Shout out to
That's
you.
From, yep, Corey Crank. And then we got 20 bucks from Benjamin Reese. Any guests planned to help guys that pay child support and alimony to protect future assets and increase income from being touched following all the high-value content? You guys have saved my life with this show. Now, you need
that.
To go back and watch our lawyer episodes. See, we make so much content people don't even know sometimes.
It's gone.
Bro, go ahead and watch our episodes that we did with our lawyers, Jen and her husband, Dan. Go check those out. Okay, they're divorce attorneys, family attorneys. We did a couple episodes with them. Go watch that stuff. We literally got content for y'all on everything, bro, when it comes to male self-improvement. We got you guys. There's a reason why I say it so confidently. We're the number one men's podcast in the fucking world. Help you guys lose weight. Help you guys make money. Help you guys navigate divorce. Help you guys navigate. Hell, watch the episode also that we did with our boy, Redonkulous. God damn it. Redonkulous. Fucking.
What are we talking about?
In the chat. Navigating divorce so you don't, off yourself.
Oh, the white guy.
Yeah.
That was a vet. What's his name? He talked about suicide, being an Army vet.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone in the chat.
Someone in the chat. Terrence Pop.
Terrence Pop. Fucking holy shit.
Oh,
I'm losing
crap.
My brain fart. Shout out to
Terrence
Pop. Yeah, guys. Go watch that episode, too. That was one of our most popular episodes. One of our most powerful episodes.
It's
Didn't
serious.
Get as many views. People are more concerned with looking at bitches than looking at content that's going to potentially keep them from killing themselves, bro.
Yeah.
That was one of our most powerful episodes. Real quick, one of my favorites.
It made me be like, bro, I'm not depressed, but I'm like fucking feeling this shit right now.
Yeah, because you got out of it.
Yeah, I got out, luckily.
He pulled out a bunch of fucking dog tags of people that he saved. It was like hundreds, bro. I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
So, go check that episode out, man, for you guys that are going through it. For anybody here that's going through a divorce or going through some bullshit with a bitch and you're married, here are your episodes that you're going to watch. You're going to watch all the family lawyer ones with our boy Daniel and Jen. Then you're going to go and watch that episode with Terrence Pop.
Yeah,
that's what you're going to watch.
Jennifer Pratt.
Okay, Jennifer Pratt. All right, cool. Let's go ahead and nigga saying free check R. Kelly in the chat.
7055.
This nigga, bro.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What up, man? Let's get some more haters on the line, too, man. I love you haters, man. I know you – I don't know if you're a hater, but go ahead, bro. What's your question?
Nah, I'm not a hater, man. At this point, I don't see how you guys could have haters because the message that you guys are putting out there is awesome. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, I just wanted to ask you guys something. So, like, I'm the type of guy where, like, I consider myself fairly attractive and I have my stuff together. But at the same time, like, I don't like approaching females, not because – I'm nervous, and just because I know a lot of them, the juice isn't worth the squeeze. So I know you guys say, like, you should try to practice approaching females, but I don't know. At the end of the day, I feel like once you start the chase, it's kind of like you put the ball in their court. So what are your thoughts on that?
Caller, do you want to bust nuts?
Of course.
Okay,
that's not my number one priority, though.
I don't know, but, like, if you want to bust nuts, you have to approach on some level or attract. So if you don't approach girls, bro, how are you going to bust a nut?
I've had sex with girls. That's not what I'm saying. It's just like I could have had exponentially more opportunities just because I've turned down so many opportunities just by not approaching girls because I feel like a lot of times it's too much work, especially when you got stuff going on in your life where you're working, you don't have too much time to play games. Too many girls are interested in playing games more than anything, so... I don't know. Maybe
that's a very good concern.
That's true, bro. But again,
you got to sort, man.
You
got,
bro. You got to figure out
high interest only.
Yeah, that's where you got to sort out the girls and deal with the girls that are high interest. Some guys have the tolerance and the patience and/or time to deal with girls that are medium to low interest. I personally suggest you don't do that shit. especially if your sexual market value is fairly high yourself,
yeah.
that you only deal with high-interest girls and don't even bother with, like, medium to low-interest girls because it's going to be a lot of work. But, bro, you're not going to know unless you approach, man. You're shooting yourself in the foot by not approaching. And then here's the other thing, too, I want to say. Most guys that struggle with women, the number one root cause problem for most guys is they don't fucking source enough, bro.
You know what's funny, though? When you elevate yourself to a certain level and you get to a certain point, you can attract rather than chase. When you can attract regarding lifestyle, maybe what you wear, what you drive, it is somewhat fleeting, but at the same time, like, it's less work. I'm just going to say for you, bro, it comes to me like you're not doing anything. So at that point, you won't get any results. And at that point, you're not really busting nuts. So it's what you want to do, but if you want to bust nuts, you got to approach on some level, either directly on social media or in person, but somewhere you got to approach.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still a firm believer in cold approaching. I still think it's a fantastic way to meet women, especially in today's day and age. A lot of guys don't do it anymore. You just have to do it in an attractive manner, and you got to do it frequently because a lot of girls are still going to flake. Don't get it twisted, bro. I'm not saying that cold approach is foolproof. I'm just saying it's another weapon on your tool belt, a part of your repertoire to go ahead and get leads into your system, because if you don't have leads, then you're not going to go ahead and get chicks.
And look, bro, it's simple. You do your purpose and your work first. Then in your free time, hey, you know what? I got some time. I'm going to hit up either dating apps, you know, maybe sugar sites, maybe in person, maybe social media, whatever you can use, bro.
Yeah.
But like, when you finish your work.
And embrace the rejection, bro. You ain't going to admit it, and I know you're not going to admit it on air, but a big part of the reason why so many guys hate cold approaching and don't do it is because they're scared of rejection. You
yep.
got to embrace that shit, bro. Before we were like really popping with this podcast, when me and Fresh had more time, I would chase bitches down the street. Like if I saw a hot girl,
bro.
I'd be like, oh shit. And then I'd go do a cold approach and come back.
Nigga was like a shark in water. There's blood. Oh, chick.
I would do it.
Gone.
I would do it, man. I'm not scared to cold approach. Like I'll take the L. Now I have less patience for that bullshit, right? I'm not going to lie to y'all. But starting out, man, it's a fantastic way to meet girls. I still cold approach to this day. I'm just a little bit more selective on it. But,
and there's some people
yeah.
you would meet in person you'll never meet on social media.
Yeah, man. So, yo, you're shooting yourself in the foot, bro. You need to use all avenues available to you, bro, especially in the competitive sexual marketplace we're in now. And then also keep in mind, let's say you meet a girl and your Instagram profile is good. Well, if you had just DM'd that girl and you didn't know her, she might not respond. But if you met her in person, now you DM her, you've already built somewhat of a little bit of a small attachment, and then she sees that your profile is good. After that, bam, you have now you're doing better than those guys that DM'd her on Instagram. So it actually works in your favor if you have all your stuff lined up together.
Yep.
All right? So we'll go ahead and go to the thing. And I'm going to once we pass 1 million, y'all going to see me outside, bro. I'm going to start cold approaching these bitches like crazy. You guys are going to see. I'm going to start doing some late reports, all that crazy shit for y'all. Don't worry. And I'll break it down for you guys. But when you have all your shit together, like let's say you have a good Instagram, then your cold approach and everything else like that, your success rate is going to go up significantly. But you need to have everything in line so that you can use it to your advantage. Okay, what's up next?
0037.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yep.
Hello?
Go ahead, man.
Shout out to Fresh and Fit. I just want to say, first thing first, I got to ask Chris, can you say welcome to the Matrix for me?
Welcome to the Matrix.
Come on, Chris. Huh?
Nigga, I said that already, man. Damn. What's up, man?
I got a relationship question for Myron and Fresh. So I've been fucking with this chick, right? We went on, like, 3 dates. I didn't smash to the second one, but, like, I text her and I hit her up, and she ain't hit me back, but I don't know what I should do to, like, advance it, because I've been forcing other girls and, like, fucking around and shit, but I still, like, want to fuck with this girl and, like, keep her on the leash.
Wait, you fucked her, and then you texted her and she didn't respond?
No. Okay, so we went on the first date. I took her to dinner, even though I'm not supposed to. We didn't fuck. But on the second date, I took her to dinner, and we went to go see a movie, and then I fucked. And then on the third date, we went to, like, a little amusement park, and, like, we didn't fuck that night. But, like, we basically just, like, cuddled in the bed and shit. And, like, fucking, we ain't been out since. We went on 3 dates in a row, 3 weeks, and then just 2 days.
So you took her out on 3 dates, and it was back-to-back, week to week?
Yeah.
Okay.
At least this thing is smashed.
No. That's cool. And then why didn't you guys smash on the third one? Is it because you didn't want to or because she didn't want to? Keep it 1,000.
She didn't want to. She said she didn't feel like it.
Right. Yo!
So
I'm going to summarize it in 2 words.
All right, go ahead.
Well, let me rephrase that real quick. She didn't say that she didn't feel like it. She said, I'm not in the mood or something.
Yeah, go ahead, Fred. I know what the issue is here.
I'm going to say it not 2 words, maybe some more words. Dick game is weak, bro. 100%. That's what it is. It has to be. Because think about it, right? She went on first date with you, right? Second date, she smashed you. Third day, it was like, I'm not in the mood. Bro, if a chick's into you, she wants to smash you, bro. So either the game was weak or you fucked up some other way. But, like, I think the game was probably weak, bro.
What I personally think is, number one, she's a slut. And then number two, she has another nigga there.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. Normally, when a girl has sex with you and, like, you know, you guys want to see, like, no telltale sign of girls for the streets? Here you go. I'll break it down for y'all right now. If you fuck a girl, okay, and she doesn't initiate contact again, or you hit her up and she don't want to chill, gentlemen, more than likely, she's a fucking slut. And I'll tell you why. She belongs to the street. And I'll tell y'all why. Sex, for girls giving it up, for a lot of them, to some degree, they need some kind of investment or attachment in you. If they don't have that attachment or investment in you and they can just fuck you willy-nilly and then kind of like move on to the next guy, they're hoes. Straight up. Okay? They're it's nothing to them because they've already done this shit before. And they belong to the street. So if that's the case, who cares? You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, it could be a combination of like, their game ain't that good. But what I'm willing to bet, because here's the thing, bro. Even mediocre guys can keep girls around in the bed if they cognitively stimulate them enough.
Yeah.
What happened is you're probably too much of a nice guy. And there's another nigga in the picture. Guaranteed, there's another nigga in the picture.
Bro, but you heard that?
And the fact that she didn't want to fuck you, that also tells me that there's another nigga in the picture.
Yes, but you said dinner, then the movies on a second date? Bro, she's not your girlfriend. I'm going to say this, right, bro? This is my opinion, maybe not Myron's, but you smash, bro, right? So it's a W in a sense.
Yeah, you win. You still win.
But at the same time, like, to retain the chick, bro, like, if you smash, bro, I'm going to call a spade. It's probably weak the game, like I said earlier. But at the same time, it's like, if she's into you, bro, on some level, she's going to see you. So here's a test that you can do, right?
Yeah.
Simply put.
Girls will overlook that if they like the guy.
Give her good D, right? Make sure he's excellent. Make sure you're plumbing out, filling all the holes, whatever, right? Make sure you're going all in, right? Don't text her the next day. Let her text you. Then, if she texts you, right, invite her on another date. But if she doesn't, like Myron said, she's probably a hoe. So that way you know for sure. But in this case, bro, maybe she wasn't feeling like that.
Yeah, if you fuck a girl, bro, and she don't, like, initiate contact with you, or if you initiate contact and she isn't, like, happy to, like, hang out with you, or she doesn't, like, make effort to see you,
yeah,
she's a slut most of the time.
And a girl always has a guy she's talking to. So, matter of fact, bro, real talk, she probably had a guy in the background that was probably giving better sex than you.
Yeah.
And you were like, eh.
Yeah, and you kind of came in. Well, she might have been – put it this way. This is what I could say 100%. You're not number one on her totem pole.
That's
all. A fact.
At all.
There's another nigga there. So that's the number one thing you need to know. There's another nigga there. That's why she didn't want to fuck you. And not necessarily because you're a bad guy or whatever. It's just that she has the other guy there. And then when you did get her and you smashed her, what was probably happening was she might have been going through an argument with him, or maybe things were rocky or whatever. So you were kind of a place of comfort. You were able to come in, close in that thing. This is why we tell you guys all the time it's so important to close quickly with girls. Because when if you get a girl's number or you fuck with her, she's more than likely dealing with and or fucking with other guys at the same time in today's day and age. Girls rarely talk to one guy anymore. Those days are fucking done. They're typically dealing with other men. So if you get a girl's number or whatever, and she's dealing with other guys, and she goes out on a date with you or something like that, what happens is that means you got that window. You got a window of opportunity. Go ahead and close that shit quick until that guy either gets the shit together, or you might be able to even take her from that guy if your value is high enough and you show her a good time. However, if you're not better than the guy that she's fucking with right now, she's going to go back to that nigga, which is what happened. She basically fucked with you, okay, gave you a chance. You took her on a second date. You fucked her. Then after that, she was like, you know what? Nah, this other nigga's better. So she put him back up at number one in the totem pole. You're number two or number three. She still wants to make time and hang out with you, but you're not priority number one. And well, that's what's going on right now.
I'm going to give you three major keys, Carl, all right? This can help you a lot. And this is what my scholar basically he means, for example, whenever you meet a girl for the first time, you're competing for the top spot. Or the top three spots, right? And in this case, you are not on the top three spots because obviously she didn't want to smash you after. But here's three major points you can work on. One is active listening. That right there, if you could talk to a girl one-on-one, face-to-face, listen to what she's saying and kind of like give it back to her, that right there can keep her attention. And then two, adult lifestyle. So for example, multiple spots, maybe one bar, maybe a restaurant, tacos, of course, low investment, maybe another spot. You want to give her multiple interactions with you in different locations, right? Dope lifestyle, stuff like that. And then thirdly, good key game. Most guys can only do one or two or even none of those. So if you can do those three things right there, bro, I guarantee you, you'll stand out from most guys without having a lot of money or having a lot of status. But at the same time, you have to give attention. And like Marion said earlier, you're competing for the top spot. So if you don't have that top spot, you're going
to
lose, bro.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. He just wants her on his roster. And that's fine. Like, it's not like guys, I know you guys in the chat trying to say whatever. He just wants her on a roster. But what I'm telling you, bro, is that you want her on your roster, but she's on some other nigga's roster, and she's going to go ahead and prioritize him over you. That's all. So when he fucks up, she's going to come back to you. Don't get it twisted. But I know without a shadow of a doubt, she's fucked with someone else. You were able to get in there and finesse and get your rocks off with her, but you're not number one, and it's showing through her actions. Like, it's very difficult. As much as girls say, I do what I want, and sexual empowerment, all the other shit, a lot of girls, bro, aren't capable of fucking multiple guys at the same time. Like, it's difficult for them to do it. So she's going to feel guilty. So when she said, I don't feel like it, blah, 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 translation, I'm currently having sex with another individual right now. He's fulfilling me sexually. You're fulfilling me emotionally. I'd rather give him the box. That's what she really said when she said that bullshit to you. All right? So,
perfect. Sorry, caller.
Man. All right, man. We're going to move on to the next person.
Cool.
Who is this nigga, Esteban?
Yo, block that nigga, bro.
Yeah, what are you talking about, bro?
Get that nigga out of here.
1294.
What are you talking about, bro?
Get that nigga out of here.
1294.
What are you talking about, bro?
Get that nigga out of here.
Oh, you got us on.
All right, 9724.
Chris.
You ain't ready, man. You ain't ready.
Hey, hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yo, what up?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yo, the question's from Myron. Myron, would you invest in anything outside of real estate, like as far as a company?
No.
Nothing at all?
No. The only thing I invest in is either Fresh and Fit, real estate, cryptocurrency. And then I also invest in index funds and stuff like that, too. But as far as, like, investing in, like, another business or anything else like that, no.
Okay. I mean, the only reason I ask is my mother's been she does, like, surveillance vehicles for the government and, like, DEA, FBI, stuff like that. She just left her company recently, and she's starting her own company here in South Florida doing the same thing.
Is she a government contractor?
Yes. So she does all the surveillance vehicles, also the installing of the cameras for police vehicles, everything like that. So she's been in it 15 years. Her connections are crazy.
Yeah, man. Let her stay over there with the agencies, man. That's you being a government contractor is fantastic.
Wait, so why'd you ask Myron if he wants to invest?
Yeah, I'm confused.
Oh, because she left a company that she's working for in South Florida, and she's branching out to do her own thing. And all her other people that could invest are still working with the government, and they can't invest. So, you know, she's looking for a partner or something like that.
Oh, so you want him to invest into your mom?
Yeah, or maybe we could sit down. She actually had an interview today at Valuetainment, and they wanted to bring her in for sales like that. But
no, man. No. No.
All right, man.
No, I appreciate it, but no. And, guys, anything that's like solicitation for your NFT or your cryptocurrency – or a business or some shit like that. Don't call him with that stuff, guys. Don't call him for that.
All right, call him.
No offense. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, is his mom hot? You want to invest in sex?
No,
but
she's doing that kind of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not a dummy. Like, she's probably older. So.
But, no, we wish her the best, though.
Yeah, no, good luck. That's a fantastic gig. I would stick with the government with that. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, that's a very unique position that, like, law enforcement agencies are going to love, and you can't really go anywhere else unless you're going to go in the private security sector. So,
my nigga was trying to pitch you, nigga.
Yeah, no, nah, man. Guys, don't call us pitching your business shit, bro. Man. Real talk. Like, no, don't do it.
All right, 2725.
Wait, yeah. What time are girls going to hear?
They're getting there right now.
So. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Go ahead,
yeah.
Bro.
Right,
yo, we're going to go
I
ahead
got
and
a question.
Real quick, we're going to kill the Facebook and Twitch streams, Twitter streams right now. So come on over to YouTube, guys. Come on over to YouTube right now, Fresh and Fit on YouTube. And, guys, do me a quick favor. The likes are down, man. We only got almost 5,000 of y'all ninjas in here. So go ahead and do me a favor and like the goddamn video because we only got 2,000 likes right now.
Damn.
We need at least 4,000, bro.
It's a fire-ass stream, guys. Come on.
All this crazy value we're giving you
on
guys.
A Friday, man. Listen, bro.
Right.
We're here to sit up for you niggas, man.
Yeah.
At least like the video. It's free.
Yeah, that's all you guys got to do. You don't have to
it
donate
it. It is that simple,
dollar.
Man.
Just like the video. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, question for Myron. Some clarity on something that you say.
Yeah.
So I'm not making an argument for prostitution, but whenever that comes up, you bring up this thing called genuine burning desire. So my question is, assuming that the the woman meets the beauty standards, and we're in agreement, it sounds like, that the woman's, you know, submission is the most important thing, then what is the functional value of the woman's genuine burning desire?
So that she can add value to your life outside of sex, simply put. Because when you hire a prostitute, you're not hiring that prostitute like for anything else besides for sex, which honestly is fucking stupid. Why not just get a girl that actually genuinely admires and respects you, that not just gives you the sex but also helps you out? Because once you get to a certain level, bro, like just paying for a box is not like it's not a vibe, bro. It's not the way to go.
No, I agree.
You're not going to get the best from that girl. But if I'm going to put it nice and succinctly, because your question is, well, why do you need genuine burning desire? You need the genuine burning desire because that's the only way that a woman's going to actually add value to your life.
All right. So just for clarity, is it your view that there's no other way to get compliance outside of sex except through her emotions?
Essentially, yes. Because if you're paying for box, you're overtly making it transactional, which removes the emotion from it. And then not only that, if you're dealing with a prostitute, she's already emotionally desensitized to the situation. You don't want to fucking deal with that anyway. Those girls are shells of who they should be.
I just don't understand how you can enjoy it when you pay for it, bro.
Please tell us, because you can speak from experience. Tell us, nigga, bro.
I don't understand. Like, how can you pay for a box and enjoy it? Like, I don't know. Maybe just me, but, like, I can't really translate paying for it and enjoying the experience. I just can't because, like, it should be like, okay, cool. You know what? We met together, right? We're kind of on a certain level. We want to fuck versus... Here's some money. I'm going to fuck you. Why would you do that? Like, I just understand that. I'm just going to say, bro, when I did in Colombia, horrible experience because internally I felt like shit. No, I understand guys do it because of time, you know, money. I get it. But like, bro, deep down, ask yourself this question. Why are you paying for it? Because you can't game her? Because you can't win her over? Or because you have like no sense of like, I don't know, pride? Because I'm not prideful, but like at the same time, I don't want to be in a position where, hey, I meet a chick for the first time. And first thing is pay for it. Because if you pay for it, bro, you can't build a good connection. You just can't. Because guess what? The money disrupts everything. So, I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's not the same, dude. Like, it's not the same at all. But, like, again, but to answer his question, because his question was simply, why do you want genuine burning desire? Because they're saying, well, you keep mentioning this thing about genuine burning desire. We talk about this with Rolo, you know, at nauseam. And we did a whole episode on the dark side of paying for sex, by the way, which you should check that out. Check out that episode. You can't get a woman's best when you pay for sex, bro, period. You will not get her best. You're gonna get a compartmentalized portion of that woman that is strictly sexual, which for some of you guys, that's enough. But when you deal with women enough, you're going to realize that there's way more to women than just sex. And I always tell you guys this, like, what you need to evaluate a woman's worth on way more than just sex. A woman's value, guys, actually comes from outside of the bedroom, what she does for you. You understand? That's what's going to keep her around. You're only show me a hot girl, right? And I'm going to show you someone that's tired of fucking her if she doesn't do anything else for them.
True.
Right. Well, so that was kind of my comments, like in response to what Fresh is saying. From my eyes, it seems that, you know, because of the laws and the culture, women, regardless of what they're called, whether girlfriend or prostitute, they all end up leaving in the end. And so it seems to me the only difference is a suspension of disbelief on the side of the man, you know, and if you could pay the woman to do one thing, you could pay her to do another, or you could make that transaction through the value that, you know, the emotional value exchange that you talk about. That's what I was asking about.
If you don't care about connection, obviously you could pay for it, bro. Because think about it.
Yeah.
We're saying on a deeper level, if you want to have genuine desire in terms of like, she's, you know, adding value to your life, she's actually going an extra mile. Because dude, you pay for a girl, bro. What's happening is you pay for that period of time and then she's like, fuck you. Versus, hey, you know what? She fucks with you on that level. She'll go the extra step beyond. Like, for example, Myron knows girls that mess with him, they're going to do the utmost because they want to please him. Versus, like, oh, he's going to pay me. I'll just do this. So it's kind of like, what level of, I want to say, trust do you want? Do you want just trust where, like, you know what? She's here today, going tomorrow. Or, for example, she's into you. She'll go the extra mile. And she genuinely wants to be with you. What do you really want?
Mm-hmm.
You got to say from there.
Yeah, I got you. You
see, here's the thing. Have you ever had a girl that, like, genuinely gave a shit about you and helped you out? And I'm not even trying to make fun of you. I'm being dead serious. You have?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be asking this question. I think you're capped right now. Because if you actually did,
no,
you would see the value that, that women could provide that is can be enormous if you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you really
no, I get you.
Desire, you wouldn't be asking this question, bro.
Well, it just seems – I mean, you made a point earlier about the women's strength is in manipulating the man. And a lot of guys chase this, like, being chosen from the woman. And, like, their masculinity is validated by being chosen by the woman. And fundamentally, that seems to be, like, an issue in the approach towards women. Instead, if, like, her compliance was the measurement, that seems to be more beneficial. Now, you make a strong point about connection. You know, I totally get it. But that's why I was asking about your view on what you meant by that.
Yeah, but that connection comes from you being in a leadership position and understanding your value. See, you're segmenting the argument here. See, this is why I always say it's so important to – because you're saying, oh, well – and correct me if I'm wrong here. You're saying, well, okay, you're getting the girl's best, right? But at the same time, you're chasing for her her validation, whatever. No, bro, you're being yourself, and then a byproduct of you being yourself is that she chases you, which inevitably puts her in a submissive role with what you want in the first place because you're strong in yourself and you've accomplished something. So she has no choice but to respect that. That's when you get the real genuine burning desire because she's like, okay, this guy is high value to me. Since this guy is high value to me, I need to work to keep his affection. For me to keep to work to keep to his affection, I have to have genuine burning desire. I have genuine burning desire. Bam, next thing you know, I'm adding value to this man.
I got you.
You
that
can't buy
sense.
That. That's what I'm trying to explain
yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
Like, you can't buy that. That only comes from you keeping your value high
yeah.
and her acknowledging that. On her own, by the way, which you cannot pay for, and then everything else falls into place.
She has to respect you enough to want to give you that.
I got you. Right.
And
yeah.
here's the
well,
thing. I can tell just off of what you're saying, bro, that you've never experienced genuine burning desire because you want to be asking this question.
But
to get genuine burning desire from a woman, you can't pay for it. It comes only from her actually liking you and fucking with you and respecting you first. When you deal with a prostitute, when you deal with these with these women and you're paying for box or you're tricking or whatever, you don't have the foundation. You don't have respect.
You made a good point. They're going to leave anyway. My thing is, bro, if they're going to leave anyway, why pay for it? Leaving anyway, you're investing into an asset that's going to walk away, a liability. Why pay for it? She's going to leave anyway.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
All right, caller.
All right. Well, that was all I had. And, I appreciate the show, Myron. I think you got the strongest logic in the whole manosphere, so it's nice seeing the arguments. But yeah,
no,
thanks for
I appreciate it, bro.
Guys.
This isn't about. Like I said before, like a lot of guys think that we like hate guys that pay for box. No, we just simply say if you pay for box, be prepared to deal with the consequences, which is what the girl is not going to respect you, and you're not going to get genuine burning desire. And to answer your question from before, why is genuine burning desire so important? It's important because you see, you turn the woman into a utility when you have genuine burning desire. You understand? You will not be able to unlock a woman's utility unless you get genuine burning desire. If she only is fucking with you because of money or some other type of transactional purpose, she's going to do the bare fucking minimum to get paid. You see the difference?
Yeah, he's off right now.
Chris, why do you keep cutting niggas off
because,
randomly?
I mean, he's finished. We got two more shows and I'm talking shows.
Nigga, don't
chat.
Cut the shit off until I say, man.
Well, I mean, he's done, and then we have a show with the girls right now. 8636.
Hey. Yeah, what's going on, Myron? What's going on, Fresh?
What's
I just
up,
have
man?
A genuine question. Yeah, I just have a genuine question about when you all say don't pay for box. I'm asking, like, when you take girls out on dates, aren't you inadvertently paying for box box? You know, taking them out, courting them for like, you know, 3 dates or stuff like that, and then they can, you know, back out from giving sex when you can just pay for it and get it right there on the spot, like fast food?
No. Okay, so here's the difference, right? You pay for box, you're literally saying, you know what? I meet with you, here's money, here's sex, right? It's a trade. There's no equal. Yeah. It's a trade, right? We're saying, if I'm going to go out to eat anyway, and I want a plus one, I can bring that. So it's not, you're paying for sex. You know what? I'm paying for an experience. You're plus one, you're invited. That's it. So, yes, you do pay at the same time, but, like, an experience versus, like, an actual trade is different. That's all we're saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I was just wondering because...
Here's
you know,
the thing, bro.
Sound like,
this is why...
Seems like a time waste when you go out constantly.
Here's the thing, bro.
You hear me?
You could go ahead, like I said before, you can go ahead and just spend the money up front and spend less time or whatever it may be.
Let's go. I'm just arguing for the niggas that do.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You could do that, but just understand, again, you can't have a cake and eat it too. If you're, what do I always say, bro? You know, fast money comes with slow problems. You know, so when you pay, you know, fast sex with money comes with problems as well. And what that is going to be is that the girl ain't going to respect you. This all comes back to respect, bro. A girl's not going to respect you if you're paying for box. I'm telling you, she's not. Okay? If you look at guys that are, like, on fans on OnlyFans or dudes that watch girls on porn, like you go to a porn convention, you see all these weird niggas coming up to a girl, say, oh, my God, I love your videos, whatever. Those girls will never fuck them niggas because they don't respect them. And if they did fuck them, it's from a transactional point. So on a date, the issue is that a lot of you guys are like, pretty much saying, well, I'm spending money anyway and time to go on a date with the girl, so why not just pay for the box? And I would say from a logical standpoint, that makes sense. However, what I need you guys to understand is that when you go for the date and you're not necessarily paying to go on a date for the box. You're paying to go on a date to establish what? Dominance and leadership and convey your attractive characteristics. That's the fucking difference, okay? When you go on a date, you're opening the door, right, to let your charisma, your masculinity, your leadership traits, your qualities come out and speak for you. This is why we tell you guys the date's got to be low investment so that she can get to know you. However, you still need to establish some kind of dominance and leadership, and paying for the date allows you to do that.
Yeah,
it's not about paying for box. It's about paying for the ability, right, to control the frame. Remember, guys, you don't pay for the date. You pay to control the frame.
Yep.
And I know you're not arguing this, but this is for all the people out there that wonder why we always say that. That's what you're paying for.
I think you guys have it confused what paying for boxes and what actually a date is, because, bro, like I say, oh, let's pay for girls. Dude, if I'm going to the place anyway, I'm just playing a plus one. So I'm already going to be there. It's like, guys, you understand what simping is, what paying for boxes, because you guys don't know what it is. Look, in the real world, when you go outside, nigga, you're going to spend money anyway, so it is what it is. But
yeah, I definitely don't agree with tricking at all, not one bit, but, you know, it's just, you know, from a logical standpoint, you know, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is a perfect example, because here's the thing. It's always the smart guys that have an issue with us. The guys that have the biggest, I guess, confusion when we talk about paying for box versus, you know, building genuine burning desire, those guys tend to be engineers. Those guys tend to be extremely logically rooted.
Right. Exactly.
Mathematicians, whatever, architects, whatever it is. And for them, it's difficult to understand what we're saying. Because it's difficult for them to compartmentalize. They're looking at it like, well, if I spend $100 fucking her versus $100 taking her on a date, what's the difference? I'm still down $100. But they don't understand that for women are emotional creatures. So you're better off taking $100, right? And because you're really investing in yourself if you think about it. What you're doing is you're saying, yo, I'm going to spend this $100 on this date, invest in myself because I know I'm fucking attractive, right? I know I'm the shit, right? So I go out, and now she's going to see this shit about me. And then, bam, now you are able to get genuine burning desire for her for that same 100 versus if you had just paid that 100, you have fun for once. Okay, cool. But guess what? You didn't build that respect.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, bro. Thanks for the input. Yeah. Like I said, I don't do that. But
yeah, I know you don't, but it's for all those guys out there that are like a lot of these logical guys, man, it's paralysis by analysis. They analyze the situation, and they look at it like, okay, $100 doing this, $100 doing that. I'm just going to go $100 and fuck. But they don't get that. They don't get the most important thing, which is respect. If you look at a division, right, a fraction, okay, the respect is always at the bottom. It's literally the denominator. You need the denominator to always be respect. I don't give a fuck what's on top of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, A, B, C, D, 1, 2, 3. I don't give a fuck. Algebra. The denominator always has to be respect. All right, cool. Next person.
All right. Let's go with 1392.
Kristen cool. Didn't cut this one early. Nice.
I know, right? Now, Chris is just looking up for the show. I get it.
Yeah, but all the girls aren't here yet.
Yeah, but so we have set up and everything. 1392. What'd you say, Chris?
Hello. Hey, can you guys hear me? Is that me?
Yes, sir. What's good?
First of all, shout out to you guys, Fresh and Fit. Love you guys. Quick, before I get to a question, shout out to you guys. Hello, guys. Thanks to you. I remember watching.
When they going to dial up?
Wait, what was that?
Just get to the question, bro.
Hold on. Yeah, so my only question is, so basically if I am, I'm working myself, I make success successful, being able to, you know, accomplish my home, got Rolex, you know, and so I'm doing pretty good. And I know you guys have been talking about lifestyle and all that stuff. So what's one way, I know how fresh and you, Myron, show your, you know, pictures on Instagram and all that stuff, right? But one thing I did, I've been investing in myself all this time, right? And you know, that's how I got to where I am. But I got out of the dating scene, and now I'm back. One thing I noticed is that, like you guys say, it's extremely difficult. Dating apps, you know, even on Instagram, like, and it's a numbers game, but I still want to improve my chances. So what would you say, how much of a difference, and what kind of, like, activities or advice would you say if I'm pretty, like,
bro, your
I stay home a lot?
Sucks, man.
You're on dial-up,
bro.
Bro,
your connection really sucks, and the people are having a hard time hearing what you're saying.
And you pay $20 for it. So.
Yo, just ask the question nice and concisely. What is the question?
Okay.
Because you're coming
so
in and out.
Is,
ask you quickly.
All right. Can you hear me better?
A little bit.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So my question, short and simple. My question is, make good money. I don't really have a lifestyle on Instagram or Tinder. So what would you guys recommend to showcase, or like what kind of spots or what kind of activities to demonstrate higher value and get better responses? You know,
okay.
I don't know what's any answer.
You just hire a photographer. You bring 3 or 5 outfits. You go to good locations in your area. For example, in Miami, we have Wynwood. We have Brickell. We have South Beach. Those are key areas where there's paintings, there's art, there's, like, you know, the beach, there's pools, there's nice buildings. So you find a location, preferably an adult spot with adult view. You get some pictures of you in different outfits. You post it on social media. I would say post weekly. And then for your Tinder or your Bumble profiles, what you can do is you're just going to pick the best ones that you have, the top 3 to 5 pictures. You post it on there. And then you make sure when you do, like, Instagram stories or stuff like that, you can post, like for example, here's something they could do right now regarding Instagram. You can actually go to a location, record with your phone, and you don't have to be there at the exact time, but, like, just have it in your photos, right? So let's say you're at a pool, you record the pool. Let's say maybe you're, you know, driving a nice car. Let's say, for example, maybe you have a good dinner, record it, save it in your phone, and everything you bring leads to your Instagram page. For example, you meet a girl from Tinder, Bumble, or in person, you bring it to your Instagram page, you post one of those videos, it's lifestyle, because, once again, you got to create a level of lifestyle where she wants to be a part of it. So I would just say, like I said before, go out, get pictures from a photographer, 3 to 5 outfits. You video high profile areas, like maybe a nice pool, a nice view, nice car. Make sure it's yours though. Don't cap. And then you post it whenever you add leads to your page. And from there, when they see it, you have more social proof to yourself, and as well as they can see your lifestyle. So that's what I would do.
Okay. Lastly, I'm pretty much done. But how big of a difference would lifestyle really make in your experience, Fresh? Since, you know, you started to now, I know it's been 2 years, bro, but, you know, like from where you were at before.
Yeah. The call I mentioned earlier before, you know, chasing girls, I would say, bro, now I just attract. Like, I don't have to do much work at all. Like, guys, at a certain level, when you have a lifestyle and you have, like, status, or you have, like, maybe stuff working for you regarding online presence, girls come to you. And let's say I do present to a girl, I have more buying power because now it's like, okay, cool. They see the whole you know, profile, the lifestyle, everything like that. Damn, who is this guy? So I would just say up front, bro, having that lifestyle does go wonders. And not only that, networking as well. You never know what business deal you may get, you know, what partnership you could build up. So it works in both ways. I would just say for you, if you have the money, use lifestyle. Why not?
Okay. Thank you guys, and shout out to you guys as well. Appreciate you.
Thanks, man.
Cool. Yo, we only got 2.7K likes, but there's 4,000 of y'all in here, man. So I need you guys to go ahead and like the goddamn video. We got, 2.6, but there's 4.7 right now watching. So we need, let's see here. We need to hit at least 3,500. We're not going to take another phone call until we hit 3,500 likes. So I'm going to play this Annoying Guile song right now. Until we hit 3,500 goddamn likes. We need 3,500 likes.
Well, it's boom!
We're giving you a bunch of fucking free value, man. So we need you guys to like the goddamn video right now. Get us to 3,500 likes. There's 4,600 of you guys in here right now. Like the video.
We're almost there, guys. You got this.
Perfect. Solid boom. Sonic Boom!
Perfect.
Come on, man. Yo, this is super easy. It's free, guys. So that's it. Stick there right now. 3.1.
Yeah, and if you guys don't, we're going to bring the fucking cringes back. Them niggas is real rough.
Yo, they've been in hiding, bro.
They've been in hiding. Well, I need you guys to like the fucking video. I'm about to play this gal shit again. I need you guys to get us to 3,500 likes right fucking now.
3.2.
Perfect. Yeah, yeah. How are we looking?
I think the chat loved the song. That's why I didn't want like the video.
3.3.
We need another 200 likes, guys.
200
so
more,
I need guys. You
guys
to
get over here
and like the fucking video.
That's
right
all
now.
All we need right now.
Sonic Boom.
They get Mo in the back dancing.
Yeah,
Mo
dancing.
In the back dancing. Hey!
Yeah! Chris, you too, Chris. Go ahead. Make it laugh, start a dance, bro. Yo, you know what's funny? In the club, Chris be like... That's that drunk dance. Drunk dance. Yo, Chris be that dude that drunk dance like...
Oh, like a fresh. You see me dance with the cover already, man. Yo, freshman in a club like this.
Nigga,
if you see him though, if you see Fresh in the club, he'd be in the club.
Listen, I be chilling, bro. I be looking around for networking purposes. You feel me?
What 3.4? Are we at now? 3.4. Guys, we need another 100 likes, bro. This should not be this fucking hard, and this cuts into the call-ins, man. This is the part that sucks. Is like 100 more likes, guys.
Do
we have to go?
Nope.
Yo, someone said play Finesse's song.
No.
Definitely
party, party. You should.
The funny part is? Like, we had a couple, like 200-300 people leave. Yo, I guarantee you all those people just didn't like the video and just left. It's like, yo, dude, we got so many
good.
Fucking hate watches. And
let them leave.
3.5.
Let them leave.
3.5. All right, fantastic. Yeah. Let's hit the next caller then.
Okay, cool.
Bro, we don't ask for much, man. Just like the video. Y'all don't got to donate a dollar, bro.
That's
real
facts.
Plus.
And the girls out here, 5601.
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah. Okay, what's up? Shout out Big Mo, my inspiration out there, you know, from Discord. Okay, so I got one question for you, Myron. Okay, so obviously I've had that nice guy mindset for most of my life. Just yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, do whatever anybody says. Working regular jobs that just kick my ass all the time. How do I change my mindset on that? I'm so fucking tired of people treating me like crap because I'm too nice, because I'm just a nice guy. How do I fix it?
Well, number one, you got to understand that doing the same thing over and over again is going to continue to get you what you've gotten over and over again. So you have to change. So now that you know that you have to change, and I think you're calling right now, you know deep down that you have to change. You got to stop being the fucking nice guy that everyone takes advantage of, bro. Being a nice guy in 2022 is only going to be rewarded with disrespect, contempt, and lack of, you know, any type of real opportunity. Girls are going to finesse you. Your peers are going to use you. And everyone's going to laugh at you behind your back when you're not around. So being a nice guy almost never works in your favor.
This is because
you just have to change, my friend. You know. It's no different than a fat person going to the gym and exercising and controlling their calories.
Bro,
you have to stop doing the same behaviors that put you in this predicament.
Bro, it's your mindset, man. Put yourself first. Stop being a pussy.
Yeah.
It's that simple, bro. Put yourself first. That's it. Dude, the hardest part about being nice is putting yourself first. I'm still nice, but guess what? I come first. That's what it really is, bro. Once you come first,
you come first. Get it?
Literally, I do come first.
Hey, yo, pause.
Huh?
Say, hey, yo, pause.
Hey, yo, pause.
Yeah, yo, pause,
yeah.
Pause.
So, yeah, just put yourself first, bro. Like, I'm just kind of like, you matter more than everybody else. So, hey, you know what? Do this for me, bro. Sorry, bro. I got to work on myself. I got to hit the gym. I got a party. Whatever it is, bro, put yourself first. That's really all you got to do, bro. Put yourself first.
Cool.
Yes, sir. Thank
all
you.
Right. Cool.
So, begin. 3460.
3460. Welcome to the show.
And then we have chats. Three.
Yes, hello?
What up, bro?
What up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. What's your question?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk about, like, this stuff, like, you guys were talking about. Like, the... about the black woman always trying to, like after you talk about them, why they are, like, yelling at you guys.
Bro, come on, man.
Not, like,
Yo,
I don't even know what his question is.
What happened?
Yo, Chris. Nah, bro. Nah, some black life shit. Nah, bro. What's that?
2837.
What's up, caller?
I don't even know what he was saying.
Oh, talk to me, you fucking pervert!
Okay.
All right.
Okay. There's your troll. 7364.
Oh, you touch my ta-la-la. All right.
7364.
7364. Welcome
Yo.
To the show. What up, bro?
Yo.
Yo, what's popping with y'all boys, man?
What's that, man? What's the question?
Hey, so this is Joe from Reddit, man. And my question is for Fresh.
Let's do it.
So, on one hand, you say you don't trick, right? And you get bitches on your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go on YouTube, bitches are saying you buying them dresses.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a conversation about that, bro. What's up with that?
Okay, so you're saying me buying a dress is tricking.
Absolutely. It's not the girl, your wife.
Hold on.
You're tricking.
Hold on. Do you know context?
Okay.
She's at a crib.
Give it.
Hold on. She's at a crib, right? She didn't bring clothes. We're going out. We're by the mall. $7 for a dress. That's tricking?
Yes.
How's that tricking?
That's not your girl, bro.
Hold on. For me to take her home, drive over there, waste my time... It's more than $7. So me buying a dress for $7 so we can go out. What's wrong with that? Nigga,
fresh.
Do you know what tricking is, bro? Do you really know what it is?
Yes. What you're doing.
No, what is tricking?
Yes.
No, what is tricking?
Buying bitches dresses. Buying bitches dresses who's not your girl or your wife, buddy. You're doing it.
Bro, if I'm with a chick and I'm smashing and I'm with her, bro, and I want to buy a dress because we want to go out, how's that tricking? It's $7.
It don't matter how much it is, Fresh. She could pay for the shit, my nigga.
Fucking
right. That's beside the point, though, right? That's beside the point.
Yo, this nigga said I'm tricking for seven. Bro, you know what? If you think I'm tricking, I really don't care, bro. I really don't care. But go ahead. Continue.
So my thing is this, my nigga. I don't have an issue with it. I come from the inner city. Niggas is doing it every single day. Rappers is doing it. Niggas you being around is doing it. But my problem is you're saying you're not doing it and you're leading these young boys astray, my guy. Just say you're tricking and we go call it a day, my nigga. Stop saying you're not doing what you're doing.
See, I don't know what your definition of tricking is. You said buying a dress. But my friend, it's about context. If I'm tricking, like how you say, where else did I trick?
So my definition of tricking is buying women who aren't your serious girlfriend, long-term relationship, or your wife anything of value. I mean, if she earned it, that's one thing. If y'all been together and y'all been messing with each other for an extended period of time, that's cool. I get it. You want to do something nice for her. Cool. But if you're seeing a woman for a month, a couple of weeks, even if it's $5, she's not getting nothing from me but some dick.
Yo, what world do you live in, bro? Like, oh, my God. Nigga, you're worried about – oh, my God, bro. See, I can talk to you right now, bro, but we're in two different worlds, bro, right? You're saying for me even – like, dude, the value that she brought to me by her dress was insignificant. It didn't even matter, bro. It was $7. So for you to judge me on you can have it, bro, because you don't know me. You don't know how I move. You don't know how I operate. If $7 is tricking to you, my friend, you can have it. I really don't care, bro.
Yeah, I think the important thing to take away here is that basically it's buying back his time, bro. Because, like, if it's who I think it is, she's not – he would have to go out of his way to go back to her place to get her shit. And, bro, that would have been a waste of time, bro. Like, it would have been – like, I mean, it would be more time efficient to do it that way. Like, where, yo, just fucking hear this shit. And knowing her, she probably was like, hey, let me cover it, whatever. And you're just like, nah, I got it.
Exactly.
Whatever. Bro, so it's like, here's another thing you got to remember. If the girl offers to pay, and you're like, no, man, fuck it, I got it. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? But what are you going to say? Go ahead.
So check this out, Myron.
Yeah.
So I think you explained it a little bit better than Fresh did. So you're saying that because of where he was going, it was more time efficient for him to pick up the dress, go to her place, go to the club, or whatever you were doing.
Yeah.
I just said that.
Nah, bro, you were stuttering and shit.
All right. Yo, let me put it nice and specifically for you, bro. Basically, him bringing her back to her spot so that she can get it and get ready and everything else like that would have taken a ridiculous amount of time that wasn't worth it, and he had somewhere to be. If it's the girl that I'm thinking of, it might have been that time that you had to go and meet some people at the club and you had to be there at a certain time. As you guys know, this is back when we were doing the podcast late as fuck. We're late on time. We're tight on time. So he was like, bro, fuck that shit. We're just going to go get this shit right now, bung, or whatever.
Yo.
But I know, but the area that she's in, bro, is a pain in the ass to get to.
Play this back. I said that to your face, bro. But I know you're from Reddit, so you probably your hater, but it's fine.
Yeah.
I said it to your face, my nigga. So what you saying? I called in. I had a discrepancy with what you're saying.
I can tell, bro. You don't talk to a lot of girls. You're probably broke because, dude, if you're worried about $7 and me tricking, there's a lot more of that going on than you think, bro.
Yeah. I think context is extremely important in certain situations, bro. And then also, she was hanging out with him for a bit, so she didn't have the clothes to, like, go to a certain club. So he can't go in there. Because here's the thing you got to remember too. Also, let me say this. When you bring a girl with you to a certain spot, she's a representation of you. If he brings her in and she looks fucking crazy, bro, they're going to roast this nigga, bro. He's about to go meet up with Sway Lee and rappers and shit like that. You can't bring some busted bitch with you. It's going to look terrible. So I know this is what is it? But your image really does matter. You can't pull up with a bum-ass bitch. You can't. You're going to look crazy.
Yeah.
So instead of him going all the way back to her fucking spot, sending through traffic and everything else like that, fuck that shit. Yo, we're going to go to the club. You're not going to represent me poorly. Let's get this cheap little dress, whatever. It's doable. You look good in it. Shows your figure off. Cool. Let's go. Done. Because deep down, we all know a woman is a mere reflection of the man that she's with, man. So if he goes in there and she looks like shit, niggas going to look crazy.
And I
think another thing you need to count as well.
I didn't want to bring this up.
Optics is very important in Miami.
I didn't want to bring it up. Dude, she buys lunch. What's the big deal? $7. It's like...
Oh, she bought you lunch that day?
Yes, nigga. Like,
you got to say this shit, bro.
But why?
Fresh.
But why? Prove it to him for what? It's like, bro, like, you don't live my lifestyle. You don't know. So it's like... It's whatever, man.
All right, caller.
It's whatever.
Yeah, but it's important for them to understand this shit so they don't, like, you know what I'm saying? I get it. Like, I don't want anyone an explanation. I get that. But it's like, niggas going, hey, okay, cool. Y'all want to hate? Let's go over all the facts so it makes sense.
Right. Can I say one
more thing?
Does
that make more sense, bro? Does that make more sense?
It does, my nigga. It does. And I appreciate y'all for having this conversation. But, Fresh, I got to tell you, bro, I'm not broke. I actually work in IT, unlike you, my nigga. So that broke shit and all that shit that you're talking about, no, it's not this.
Well, then you should know $7.
I'm going off of being a real P. I'm not doing nothing for her.
Whoa, hold on. Am I a real P?
No, bro, she's he's gone.
Thing, Chris always cutting the line.
Fuck with that.
God
no,
damn
no.
It.
But like, I understand his point of view. I'm just saying, what really stricken? Do you know what it really
yeah,
means?
Yeah, but they got it. But here's the thing: they didn't know the full story. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but see, that's the thing, though. Why tell them the full story? It's like, bro, you're watching me from what I show you. I don't show you everything. It's like I'm not gonna. Can you imagine if I showed them my whole life? I show you guys a lot of my life, a whole lot. But sometimes I'm just like, you know what, like, why? It's yeah. like...
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
It's like, for $7 on a dress, bro.
Wow. Man. Come on, man.
Wow. All
right, we have some chats, and we have the girls in the studio right now.
All right, cool. All right. Nigel C., I have $20. Thank you so much. Yvette Simone, this question for Myron and Fresh. Would you consider yourselves picky in regards to smashing women? P.S. I know exactly what that caller can do, and that doesn't sound like his time wasted. Okay, are we picking with girls?
I'm picky now.
Nowadays, yes.
Yeah. Now we're picky.
Yeah, especially after that crazy bitch last year.
Yeah, is she not adding value or helping out in some way or form? Nah, bro,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, real talk. Camino 12, what can we get, when can we get Mo on the intro?
When he's skinny.
When he's done being a fat
when
ass.
When he's skinny.
Now, Fresh, you must text her the next day after you smash so you don't catch a false grape allegation. You got to make sure she's still cool with you after.
No, my friend.
There's
you,
other ways
no,
to
no,
confirm.
No, you say it right there and then when she leaves, get home safe, babe. And she'll text you, I'm home safe, babe. Done.
All right. $50, LT. Shout out to the whole team. Big ups. Slide into the bar. Chick is bringing her thick lesbo friend, designated driver, too. How would y'all play entertaining both, paying for drinks? I'm out of town, no whip. Oh,
Lord, bro. Yeah.
You cruising for a bruiser, nigga.
Yeah, no,
I'll tell you that right now.
Don't,
yo, anytime a girl brings her friend along, bro, that's not a good look, man. That's not, and she's a lesbian? Nah, man. Bro, real talk, you might be better off.
Yo, just don't do it, bro.
I mean, I don't know how much, if you smash this girl or whatever, bro, but anytime a girl brings her friend, And you got to deal with both of them?
The only way this works is if you bring a friend yourself.
Yeah.
So it's 2-on-2.
But she's a lesbian. So it's like,
And she's fat.
Yeah.
No, she's thick. He said thick.
Oh, she's thick?
Translation, she's probably fat. But, yo, real talk, man. I mean, unless you've already smashed this girl or you have, like, some really good indicators of interest that she actually likes you, I would not accept a date with a girl that's going to bring a friend, bro. Hell fucking no. They're going to try to drink for free on your dime.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit, nigga. You're not a clown entertaining some bitches. No, hell no. Don't do it. You're better off going to that bar and talking to girls that are there.
Yeah.
And
damn.
Figuring out, you know, sourcing new leads. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't. Yeah. If you want to meet with them there, feel the vibe, see what it is, right? And then if they are down some bullshit, you just walk away and go talk to other girls. You could do that too.
Yeah.
But already start sourcing other girls, bro. Anytime a chick wants to bring her friend, it's not good. It's not good.
Yeah. A red flag
there,
bro.
That's a big red flag, bro. That guy calling to solicit investment from you, Myron, it is exactly why you can't trust people. He called in so nice and genuine in a slick way. Yeah, it happens. Yeah, I get people hitting me up all the time. Yo, you want to do this NFT? Yo, you want to invest in this? I'm like, no. No. The only women of value are located in the Middle East.
What the fuck?
In America, the value isn't there. When will we go, Myron? That's from Yvette Simonis. This nigga hilarious. That wasn't a troll. It was a shout-out to Jap. Damn. Oh, yeah. The you didn't play the full clip, though. I wasn't sure that was his voice. And then we got Kenny B here, $20. There hasn't been much. There hasn't been a reach this far since the expansion of Universe. I think that was the nigga earlier that called about the thing.
That's funny, man.
And, okay. And then we got I think that's
nope,
it.
Nope.
Okay.
Cool.
One more caller, or that's it?
Nope, we're done.
We're done? All right, guys.
All right.
We gave y'all 2 hours. Go ahead and like the goddamn video. We got some lovely ladies in the studio right now. We're going to start this bad boy up at what time, Chris?
Right, probably 10:15.
10:15?
Cool.
All right. So we'll catch you guys back here in about 45 minutes with some girls.
Peace. Peace.
Okay.
But set up for now.
Okay. So 333? what I'm thinking? Me and Walt will be off this shit. Grab a topic from... Oh, you know what? Here, I'll put the music on, bro. I forgot that, that you're not... No, you should try.
Hey, what?
It was cheaper?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.